Attention, all baseball fans. Opening day is upon us, and we've heard your requests loud and clear. We know you're ready for a home run of an experience. Grab your buddies and come on out to the ballpark for free Dando Night. That's right. PLD Inc. has teamed up with your favorite minor and major league teams to provide free Dandos for all the attendees of legal age during the 2015 season. But we're not content to give you a basic standard Dando. No. PLD has engineered a new Dando specifically for you baseball fans. Introducing the Dando Sphincter Slugger. The Dando Sphincter Slugger is a Class A rod equipped with a new swing for the fences battering ram power. The Dando Sphincter Slugger can pound your ass harder than Nolan Ryan pounded on Robin Ventura's quivering skull. Imagine the fun of receiving your Dando on opening day. You too can join the crowd and root all up in your asshole. For all you first-time Dando users, the Dando Sphincter Slugger features our patented 7th-inning asshole stretcher technology, so you too can have out-of-the-ballpark pleasure. Don't foul out with imitations. Bat 1,000 with a genuine Dando Sphincter Slugger. Warning! Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or account of the Dando Sphincter Slugger without express written consent of PLB Inc. is prohibited and would render it another fine product of PLB Inc.
Okay, that one I was worried about. I didn't get it cut until 2:58.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't sure if I got everything bleeped out. I didn't have time to put music underneath it. So I had to take a chance on this computer in here. Open up a browser.
Ooh.
Think of a baseball song. And run the two simultaneously.
Good job.
That was
good job.
I was rooting for my asshole.
I bet you were.
Because I had two things. You know that my browser locks up on my personal computer in here.
Yep.
And then wondering, did I get all the words?
That's a nice adventure for you.
Yeah, like I was wondering why you were quivering when you said, taking a big chance here.
Yeah. Because it had to open up a browser, think, all right, I got 30 seconds to think of a baseball song. I don't want to take me out the ballpark too easy. All right, Fogarty, center field. Karaoke, hope there's one. Will it play? Will it play on time? At the same time, I'm having to turn on the video stream and make sure that's recording. You know what? James Brown. I'm a hard working man in show business.
Yes, you do. Because James Brown showed up, all he did was grab the microphone that someone else put out there for him and tested, sing and dance. That's about it.
Fall down, have somebody else put a jacket over him. Then he jumps up, throws it off. I'm all right, damn it. Now move.
And bring me some.
I got to have some tension. I ain't got no sugar in my blood. Bring me some scissors. Got an email from a listener. I don't know how this stuff sticks in their head. I think maybe I already told this. His wife got up. She said, I'm going to the store. Do you need anything? He goes, no, I don't think. He goes, bring me some scissors. And of course, she didn't get it. And she shouldn't have.
Some wives would have, and would have appreciated it.
The fact that it flashed in his head. Whoa.
Actually, wait. There is something I need.
Bitch, better bring me some scissors. Don't you come back without no scissors. the tangelos, the tangerines, is it kiwi citrus?
I think so.
It would be something with it ain't no citrus.
Well, Alfie's shaking his head. No, he's.
Well, bring me something with pulp.
Pulp, got it.
I mean, it's citrus.
Okay.
That's why I never understood that movie, Pulp Fiction. That wasn't one scene with citrus in it.
I'm assuming the video stream is working. Part of it locked up. I can't do nothing about it. I was going to tell you guys something else, I forget. That's it. Today is opening day for baseball?
Tomorrow, the Rangers home opener.
Oh.
Yeah, opening day was Sunday/Monday.
I saw that there's the... They just call it the ballpark and all that?
No.
What is it?
It's got a corporate name now. I think it was last year as well. It's Globe Life Park.
Screw it.
No, I know. I mean, it's the ballpark.
Well, those companies, when they buy the rights for the name of the stadium, doesn't mean we have to say it. That's why I don't call, like, AT&T, but they don't give us money when we call it AT&T Stadium.
Right.
So it's Cowboy Stadium. You start giving us money, then we'll call it that.
Be happy to.
In the meantime, I think it's Sprint Stadium. Metrocell. And Starplex has changed so many times, I don't know what the name of it is.
JEXA Energy Pavilion.
They really need to work Starplex back into that.
Yeah, just keep JEXA Starplex. We've said that so many times. It's as many different names as it's had since Coca-Cola Starplex. How long was it Coca-Cola Starplex or Starplex in the name?
I think it was Starplex the entire time and Coca-Cola had it.
Okay, so.
I'm not sure, but I always remember Starplex.
Right, and that makes sense because.
Didn't they call it at one point the Yellow Pages?
Super Pages.
Super Pages.
.com Center.
Yeah, that's going to tell me what the venue is.
Yeah, it's. It really is. If the Starplex was part of the original name, you know it as that. Chloe, me, Alf, and we're on different decades here as far as age. Everyone knows it by Starplex. So, yeah, put your corporate name in front of it and call it JEXA Starplex.
But everybody in the media always uses the corporate name for a stadium.
Yeah, and after you brought that up, I thought, no, that's right. There's no reason for us to. Now, if you're the flagship station for the Cowboys, you call it AT&T Stadium. However, if I'm ESPN Radio, I take your page out of the book and call it Cowboy Stadium because AT&T not giving them anything for it.
Or just call it Southwestern Bell Stadium. If you want to go that far back.
Swabips Field.
Let's see.
But then again, we like where the Mavs and the Stars play, we call that the AAC, American Airlines Center.
But that's
been the original name. So
many things go with that. Plus, we like Cuban.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jones, we don't know.
We don't know him, no.
What were you going to say, Alfie?
That's the original stadium, American Airlines Center. So you call it what it was first known as. Like the place in Frisco, FC Dallas Stadium or Toyota Stadium, I think is now called. I first knew it as Pizza Hut Park. So if somebody says Pizza Hut Park, I know what they're talking about.
That's right. When they said was Edgefest at Toyota Park, yeah. I thought it moved. Mm-hmm. And then realized, oh, it's the same place, new name.
And you can't really throw in, would you say it's called Toyota Park?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't say formally Pizza Hut Park.
Yeah, because that takes away the whole purpose. Otherwise, Toyota's like, we gave you how much for why?
So you could say formerly?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just say under new management? Or Pizza Hut lost the lease. Unclaimed sports.
Mm-hmm. Repo Field. That's why I wish that at a certain, like with the new Cowboys Stadium, I wish Jerry Jones had done the what I thought was a great compromise. You can get some naming rights for money for the team, like AT&T Stadium.
Because they need it.
Yeah, bad, bad, bad. But then you retain some of that you know, classy aspect and call it Landry Field. So you get the stadium, but the field is a separate entity.
Then somebody would want to sponsor that.
Don't. At a certain point, you say no.
Not with Coach Landry.
Right.
Oh, what I was going to say is, I read someplace that they've got new security systems, some type of new detectors.
Yeah, they're actually ballpark. They're actually using the walk-through metal detectors, or they're going to start using them.
They didn't have those before? Were they doing the wands?
Yeah, they had the wands.
That'd take too long.
Baseball fans streaming into Globe Life Park in Arlington will be greeted with an extra security step before going to their seats. Walk-through metal detectors are being added this season. The Texas Rangers are asking fans to arrive early for Friday's home opener against the Houston Astros, so they'll have plenty of time to pass through the new layer of security. The gates open at noon for the 3:05 game. Blake Miller, the Rangers security VP, said the walkthroughs are the quickest and less invasive for the fans. They're the same metal detectors used in airports and banks and anywhere else. The difference here is we've set it in such a way that it will only set off for a large metal object, similar to an iPhone or a gun. Fans keep their belt on, shoes on, and leave everything in their pocket.
You're going to be stopping everybody for their iPhone. Smartphone.
Well, that's where you have the security people or the gate attendants, and they say, kind of like at the airport, put your phones in this little basket on the side that'll go through, not the detector.
Does anybody – I know Apple tried for a short time. They made the cases out of plastic. They still do that? It was like the what was it, what's the new one, the 6?
Yeah, the 6 and the 6 Plus.
Okay, what's the – like the 5
– C.
Exactly, the 5C.
Was made out of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody seemed to like that, I guess, because I think Apple stopped making it.
I didn't care. I got a 5C, and it works fine, and I still got a case on it. I don't care if it's metal or plastic, as long as it does a little swipey stuff, and I can
I kind of like
phone.
The new phones. I'm guessing it's Samsung that it's slightly curved.
With the Galaxy.
Is that Samsung?
Yeah. It's Galaxy. What are they up to, Alfie? Like S6 or something?
The S6, I think, is coming out or just recently came out.
That looks a little more comfy, other than holding something flat up next to your face.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen people with the 6 Plus, and to me, it looks like they're carrying an iPad for a phone. I saw a woman jogging a few weeks ago, and she had, I knew it was a 6 Plus because she had it attached to her arm like one of those iPhone sleeves. It took up her entire upper arm.
How much smaller is the biggest iPhone compared to the mini iPad?
I'll
feel now.
Probably about 2 inches diagonally.
I don't know why they just didn't make the mini iPad capable of calling.
I think you can if you just... If you download a certain, like, phone app, and I'm not being facetious, I think there actually is some type of calling app you can use on.
No, I understand. And, like, I use Google Voice.
Yeah, something like that.
On my phone, just because with Google Voice, you can go on, register, pick out a phone number you like, and then give it to, you know, people that you're not really sure that you want to talk to a lot. That way you can, when you're done communicating with them, you can just, it gives you options to shoot it off to different recordings. One of them is the BBB. I'm sorry, the number you called is no longer in service.
Man, it's cold. It's good, though.
What a bitch is that you done with?
Mm-hmm. Too bad there's not a separate greeting. Sorry, bitch, I'm done with you.
Yeah, actually, you can do that. You can record separate greetings for each phone number in your contact list.
All right, then, perfect. It's the ideal app for you.
Judge Coors falls for it every time.
The man's a judge.
It's the old thing of...
Oh, man.
Hey, what are you doing? Yeah, I'm not here.
Every time? Oh, man.
Every message from him always starts with...
Man, damn it. How many times are you going to do that?
All of them. up until the time where he ceases to fall for it.
I should change the message for him. It just says,
"Hey, what are you doing? It's real this time." Dumbass.
Okay. Heavy or medium? How are our spot load today?
Medium heavy.
Okay. So we should go ahead and break now.
Yes.
Okay. Give me time to go actually put music under the dando thing.
It sounds funny dry.
Attention, all baseball fans. Opening day is upon us, and we've heard your requests loud and clear.
Yeah, it needs some tunes.
I haven't got anything.
I thought the put me in coach was good.
You could hear, what's his butt, singing underneath it. Wasn't that big of a deal.
Fogarty. Sorry.
We'll be back to the Dan
at KEGL.com. 336, first check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is at KEGL's. Is at KEGL's. You idiot. 336. Another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is at KEGL's. Seriously? I don't know. I ain't had enough water yet. I tell you what I need.
What's that?
My blood sugar low.
Is it?
I need some pulp. Go.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Lowe's. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound 635 right at Greenville Avenue. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the High 5. Also in Dallas, northbound 75 right at Coit Road. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back from Haskell. About a half-hour delay through it. And finally in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Western Center. Got an accident there. That one has traffic backed up back from north of 820. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at RussMartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by American Airlines. Tonight, a chance of isolated storms and a low of 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and cooler, a high of just 76. Right now, 79 and 97.1, the Eagle.
Take a picture of me f***ing his heart!
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I don't know why I get anal about this. It's like the dando spot. Probably maybe we'll play again near the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to go and find music. Couldn't get music. The YouTube downloader wouldn't download the karaoke version of Centerfield.
Copyright thing?
Yeah. There's got to be newer downloaders that get around that.
It's possible.
Anyway, so I took some music that Chuck and I did. I picked Great Balls of Fire. Did that. Saved it. Saved it on my flash. Problem is, I don't know where I saved it on my flash.
Man, I hate that.
And I got so much stuff on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm naming files, if I need to find it really fast, I'll just call it ZZZZ and then whatever the file is. That way I know it's going to be at the bottom of the page.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I got like 50 Zs on one of them. I was like, this one's going to be the very last one.
Until...
Yeah, I found it. I'm not going to play all of it. Just make sure it mixed.
Okay. Attention, all baseball fans. Opening day is upon us, and we've heard your requests loud and clear. We know you're ready for a home run of an experience. Grab your buddies and come on out to the ballpark for free dando night.
Nah, it's not a good mix. Damn it. I hate pressure.
You like pressure.
No, not really.
Yeah, you do. If you didn't like pressure, you wouldn't have this job.
Well, if I got here earlier, I wouldn't have the pressure.
That's just part of how you motivate yourself.
It's just, there are days I've come in at 10 and got everything done, and I sit there and went, all right, now what? I'm going back home.
I always feel like there's something else. Like it's like maybe there's one other website I have not looked at today. There's been times I've actually Googled new websites.
New stuff for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Something stupid and viral. I bet there's a website that's called Stupid Viral Videos.
Actually, yeah, there's some type of, yeah. The problem is with those is so many of those are visual, that so we can't get a whole lot of use out of them.
Okay, what is this one? Attention, all baseball fans. Opening day is upon. Yeah, it's still a bad mix. Delete. Sorry, I'm cleaning up my files on my flash drive.
And how many of those files do you have?
Well, I've got one folder set aside for each day's audio.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that's supposed to be in there. But I never clear it out.
So how much you got in there now?
1,147.
That's actually pretty good. You've stayed in the 1,100 range the last couple of weeks where I've asked you, and it's stayed in there.
I don't know why I try and categorize everything. I'm not good at organization. I can do something once, like clean the entire house and go, that's it. Clean, it ain't getting dirty again. I don't know what I do to get it dirty, but that's it. I'm getting paper plates, paper cups, anything I can just chunk.
Mm-hmm.
3 days later, looks like Tuesday in Canton.
Did you mean to spit right before you said that?
No.
Okay. I'm just thinking maybe there was a connection.
I don't know. Sometimes it seems like a good emphasizer.
Okay. I don't know if you were going,
you know what? You're a stupid bitch.
Good. Yeah, you're right. Good emphasis. Really, you're really going to pay attention to that. But
I'm doing a long cut and I've got leaves.
It's a little extra floating around.
Well, so if I do it sometimes, don't take offense. No, I'm talking to you.
No, I understand. You got your long cut going.
Does the long cut hit you harder than the pouches?
Yeah, seems to. Why?
I've only ever done long cut, and it knocked me the F out.
I don't use a lot. I just haven't stopped by the store to get any pouches. You ain't got no pouches yet, do you? Yep.
Can I see your long cut real quick? I was wondering if that's the stuff I did when I was like 16.
Yeah, that's what I did when I was 16.
I didn't do it very long.
Back,
that's it.
That's what men do. I don't know what you 54-year-old men do. Oh, you use pouches. That sounds like something for senior citizens.
No, actually, I did the long cut, but I also would do the pouches, especially when I was playing baseball. Because then that way it was less likely to get the crud in your teeth and in your mouth when you're trying to play. The pouches kept it all contained.
Yeah, there was one white trash party, and there was one song I couldn't remember. I think it was F U by CeeLo Green.
All right.
The beginning's easy. And then it gets, Alfie, what's like the middle part?
I tried to tell my mama, she said, mama, mama, tell your dad. It's the one with the walk-up?
Yeah, whatever. So I never got the chords down on that. So I have to look at Chuck while he's playing keys, and he was doing long cut that night. And he had stuff all on the other side. It's like nasty. And it's like, dude, I'd rather not play the song than have to watch. Here's what it looked like. She. Isn't that gross?
Yeah, it's pretty. It's gnarly. There's a reason why that at a certain point, someone that dips and dips long cut or especially the snuff, even if they don't have it in, that bow in their lip forms, and it's almost always curled up and over so they don't accidentally show.
Now, can you see it as I'm talking right now?
Not really.
About now?
If I didn't know you had a dip in, I probably wouldn't even pay attention to it.
I'm not talking about the bulbs. There ain't no leaves sticking out or nothing.
No.
Okay. I want to look like I eat out a rancid female.
A rancid what?
I don't want to say it loud.
Okay.
That way it's not sexual.
All right, then.
What's all in your mouth? I got some bad citrus.
It's some dark pulp.
She was unclean. My new girlfriend, Citrus. Because her snatch always tastes acidic. You have any audio you'd like to start with?
I do. I do very much. We're going to play a quick Guess That Sound.
Love that.
And I sincerely doubt you'll guess it, but let's give it a shot anyway. Cut number four.
Okay. No setup, just play it.
Guess That Sound.
Okay.
Come on, Tank.
Is the music important?
No.
Okay.
Back it up.
Come on, Tank.
Somebody's attempting something because you got somebody going, come on, whatever.
Yeah. You're on the right track.
Maybe let's do it one more time.
Come on, Tank.
Sounds like somebody says up.
Mm-hmm.
Free throw?
No.
I would say it has something to do with weights, but there's no grunting.
No, there's not, but young Tank really didn't get a chance to grunt.
Did he? What is it?
He is attempting, this is an Irishman attempting to squat 620 pounds. I say attempting.
What did he eat?
His.
Because that's going to have to be one of those multiple flush thingies.
Get him some of that poopery. It's going to be nasty.
Damn. All right, so he's trying to deadlift.
Squat.
What's the difference?
The squat is where it's on your back of your shoulders, and you squat down to then stand back up.
So he's trying to squat 600 pounds.
620.
How far did he get? To the ground?
Exactly. Yeah, he never... As soon as he got to the point where the guy says up, that's the spotter or the someone saying, okay, you're at the proper depth. Now you go back up. As soon as he starts to push to go up, both his quads snap off the bone.
Woo. Thank you for only giving me audio. How come there was no screaming or anything afterwards?
Because it...
Personally, I laughed.
I don't think so.
But I tell you, Slick, I told you 620 is going to snap your quads. Go snap your legs off. It's a big deal. 620. Anybody would be impressed at 500.
Mm-hmm.
Plus your legs stay on.
That's true. Oh, you attempted 620. I did 500 and got both my legs.
So not only did you fail, you crippled.
Yeah. That's actually a great time for someone that's in the crowd watching. He can go up to this crumpled flesh of man on the floor and say, I squat 200 and walk on by.
It was a 620. Is that a world record or no. Was he just trying to beat his own record?
It was a weightlifting competition somewhere. And
well, when his legs snap off, you said they broke off, right?
His legs didn't break off, his quad muscles. So the muscles in the top of your thigh, right there, between your hip and your knee.
Did they like shoot out?
No, he's got knee wraps on. I mean, they stay inside his skin.
Oh, so nothing exploded.
Not externally.
Got it.
Internally, though, they came off the bone in both legs.
Do you see the ripple? Like,
it's a grainy shot. You really can't, and I don't think you'd want to see it. But, yeah, as soon as he gets to the bottom of the squat and he starts to go up, those two pops, we go pop, pop, those are his two quad muscles, one in each leg snapping, and then he just drops to his knees.
Can you actually hear it in the audio?
Yes.
The snaps?
Come on, Tank.
The two quick thud.
Right before the last thud of the weight hitting the ground.
Yeah, those are his quads.
Damn it, man.
Man, I think your legs popped off.
And the guy, as he drops to his knees, then he gets like this look on his face like realizing, oh, something bad just happened. And the person who's shooting the video just immediately, the shot drops to the floor because, you know, at that person, the person stood up and is going in to try to help. But I.
Well, what are you going to do?
And what
kind of pain? That's why you need to keep
rolling the video. I wanted the rest of it.
Talking about if you're a weightlifter or we've talked about this before, professional athlete, you get hurt on the field, there better be somebody on the sideline where something's going to knock me out right now. I don't need somebody asking me, what's your name? Where are you? What day is it? How many fingers? Pain. Yes. I'm in pain. Well, I need to know how bad it is. You see where I am?
Yes.
Yeah. You see where my leg is? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Am I anywhere near it? Then you have to know that's got to be a 10.
Yeah. I think you're right. Someone with a standby trank. It's ready to come up, plug in, and you're out.
Do you want something to help with the pain? I sure do.
That's perfect.
Did it Bob Crane style. I'm sure there's a medical reason why they don't do that at sporting events.
Well, I guess it depends on the injury, but...
Well, like you see a basketball player slip and his leg goes in another direction or the
which we've seen a couple times recently.
Who was a football player, the quarterback?
Theismann.
Where his leg snapped in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when you want the BC hammer. not powder.
Right.
I want somebody to come out and knock me the F out.
And you're right, though, because you know as a human, as soon as you see it happen or you get over to where the crumpled man is, you can see it. This man needs to be out. Everyone, it's a universal thing.
I don't know if they do it for all injuries, but I know that the NFL has concussion protocol that they have to go by where they sit the player down and ask him a bunch of questions.
Yeah, for concussion stuff, yeah, they need to stay awake. You
can't. What about my leg?
Your leg, you don't need to be awake. I am on board with the knockout scenario. Because if you walk up to the guy who's screaming in pain and you see his leg is turned the wrong direction, knock him out!
That ever happened to you in any of the sports you played where you got hurt really bad?
I snapped my humerus in two. You want
to
laugh?
I have to.
My two surgeries and lack of bat speed in baseball afterwards don't share that sentiment.
Yeah, well, you have to laugh. Say my humerus.
I broke my arm.
And what did they immediately do?
Picked me up, took me to the sideline. My football coach at the time, because I was new in the school, it was only like my fourth game, so he didn't know anything about me. He just thought I, you know, got an owie and took me to the sideline. But one of our larger players, who was disqualified from playing, came over to help me take off my shoulder pads.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Hey, man, your arm is busted.
Now, he didn't get a chance to look at it because I pushed him off of me with my good hand.
Alby, is the camera on me?
Now it is. It hasn't been in the past.
Spitting out my jaw. You mind? A little privacy.
So then they put me in the stands. My mom gets to the game about halftime, decides to take me to the hospital because I'm now in shock sitting in the stands. And then I sat in the emergency room for an hour and a half. Like, yeah, I'm just sitting here. Could someone give me some drugs?
Yeah.
Please? Drugs?
I don't get it. That would be the even if I had the talent to play sports, I wouldn't, only because you know what could happen and there's no immediate relief. There's nobody even going to run out and give you a couple of baby aspirin.
No.
We got to make sure you're okay. I'm not okay. My leg broke off.
Yeah.
Did you see it snap in an unusual direction?
Mhm.
Well, we got to check you for concussion. I did not get hit in the head. And even if I did, now would be a time to let me go to sleep.
But actually, that's the last thing you want to do with a severe.
I'd rather die.
Well, the good thing is with a certain concussion is you're so far out of it, you don't even know what's going on if it's a severe one. Then again, if it's a severe one, you may not even be conscious. So, whatever.
Okay. Any more guessing sounds?
No, that was the main guessing sound for the day.
Wow.
Just a
Hot.
I do have, though, cut seven. Cut seven, this is a gentleman who on Facebook goes by the name Guala Sauce Man. He posted a video, and I can't tell if this is police officers or Department of Public Safety officers, but it's police of some sort. They set out a trap of a trailer on the side of Loop 12 of four wheels.
Okay.
Just by themselves.
And oh, it's a sting?
Yeah. So two guys show up in a red truck, just got it out. Meanwhile, there's two guys at a business just down the bank videoing the whole deal.
Watch this.
Aw, man.
Straight set up.
I'm surprised they ain't back their truck up already. They gonna try to unhook
them. There they come. Watch the laws pull up. Watch the...
So they already knew this was a sting.
Oh, they knew it. They've been watching this. It's like they're just I don't think this is the first time they've seen it. That's why they knew to video it. They're like, okay, so that's hey.
But I'd be carrying a note with me that just said, here's my phone number. How much for these rims if you decide to sell them? And just lay it down in the trailer.
That would make sense.
If you think it's a sting. So when they get there, go, hey, I'm just looking. I left my name and phone number there.
Saying, hey, I found your stuff and I'm holding it on, holding it for you until you, resurface.
The laws pull up. Watch the laws pull up. They're going to pull up out of nowhere. Watch this. They got to let them put it off in there. They're pulling up on them.
Oh, they had the full set back there.
Yep. They got them in the truck.
Look at them.
Right there. There they go. Black truck right there. There they go. Right
oh,
there.
Oh, got them. Got him.
Right
got him.
There go the other black truck. Right there.
Got him.
All right, so they're watching other guys get arrested.
Yes.
Okay, I thought they were just looking at the wheels going, you watch. Cops going to swarm around us here in about 2 seconds.
Yeah, no, these two guys are in a business videoing two other guys getting busted stealing the wheels.
Put your hands up. Get on the ground.
Right there.
Got him.
I told you they was
going to. Got him. Them laws be setting niggas up. Y'all better watch out. Y'all see some rims on the side of the road. Y'all see some rims on the side of the road. Y'all better keep on driving, bro.
You know what that is?
Hmm?
That ain't nothing but a trap.
No. Oh, Jesus.
I seen them before.
You seen them?
What kind of rims were they?
In the video description, he said they were 26s. That's all I got.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Black truck right there. There they go, right
oh,
there.
Oh, got him. Got him.
Right there.
Got him.
There go the other black truck right there.
Got him. Put your hands up. Get on
there
the ground.
Go, right there.
See, got him.
I told you they was going
to. Got him.
Watch what I tell you.
Them laws be setting niggas up. Y'all better watch out. Y'all see some rims on the side of the road. If y'all see some rims on the side of the road, y'all better keep on driving, bud. These laws out here trying to get you, man. That make no damn sense. They should have just kept on going.
Set them up.
Y'all be careful out there, man.
Always beware the KKK. Krager Cop Clan. Never mind.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
Yeah. 405, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas, of the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Al McCoy is at Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Somebody's Got to Do It with Mike Rowe tonight on CNN. Let's get started off in Dallas. Northbound 75 right at Coit. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up all the way back from Haskell. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Greenville. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Your backup there is back from the High 5. Into Fort Worth now, northbound 35W just after Golden Triangle. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Highway 287, the Decatur cutoff. And finally in Fort Worth, westbound 30 just after Oakland Boulevard. Got an accident there blocking traffic. Traffic is slow in the area. Of course, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to us by Lowe's. Tonight, isolated storm possible, a low of 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and cooler, a high of just 76. Right now, 79, a 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is Hawkeye from New Country 96.3 KSCS. You know, my friend Russ Martin and the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth firefighters and police officers who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. And right now, they could use your help. To donate, go to RussMartin.com.
I forgot to look at the radar, and I didn't pay attention to what you said, Dan. Is anything bad coming at us?
Right now, no. It's just a severe thunderstorm watch.
For most of North Texas?
Yeah. Right now, anything that I'm seeing on the radar is east of us. The south, southeast, and east. Right now, there's a cell that just passed over Waco. There's some going over Palestine, Steen. Palestine, hang on. Palestine. And then something north of Tyler. But nothing bad. Texarkana's getting hit right now.
Okay.
So, yeah, Waco to Texarkana. That's your line of storms right now.
What do you got, Alfie?
I have a guy who says he's a cop on line two calling about the audio that Dan played.
Yes, Bradley.
Yeah, I'm with the Dallas County Sheriff's Department, and I worked booking for 11 years up there. And that's the North Texas Auto Theft Task Force doing those busts on the side of the road there with the rims.
How do you, is it offense to say, hey, we thought they were abandoned?
Well, it's theft because you don't know, even if you don't know it's not yours, it belongs to somebody, obviously.
Well, what if I said I was going to take it and turn it in?
Well, then they're still going to arrest you. The way they set those up is like those rims get put in a trailer and they set them up on the side of the road in different places. And the value of the rims is like $2,000 or $3,000. So it actually ends up being a felony theft case against whoever takes them. So I don't know exactly the legality of it or what they end up doing in the long run, but they do arrest those guys and they bring them into Dallas County Jail all the time because we book them in all the time and they're mad because they get booked in for, man, those rims are just sitting there.
They're not yours.
Yeah, a lot of things are just sitting there.
Yes, that's the thing that is maddening is the guys in the video and the ones that you see are willing to take them. And the guy shooting the video is saying, man, they're setting people up. It's real simple. Don't take it. It's not yours.
I mean, you don't drive by somebody's house and see the lawnmower on the side of the house and think, oh, I'm just going to go up and get that. It's the same concept on the side of the road. You know?
Well, that's private property. It's somebody's lawnmower.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What if I was carrying
the road belongs to the state. So.
What if I was carrying a note that said, hey, I have your rims. Here's the phone number. I didn't want anybody to take them. But
I'm not sure that would get you out of the arrest, but it might get you out of the case later on with a lawyer.
I'm just
going to jail.
And I like the way that the black guys that were recording it went that, like it was specifically set up for black people.
Yeah,
man, that's
But it's not. It's really not because I've seen all races be arrested for that, and it's not just black people. It depends on where they put it in the city because. Sometimes they put them down south on I-20, and they get the guys out of Sickerville, and it's a bunch of hick white guys stealing rims. So it happens the same way.
That's going to look good on my harvester. All right. Thanks. Thanks, Bradley.
That's one thing. It's one thing my tractor needs. Need some 26s.
Did he say 26-inch?
That's what it said in the video posting that I saw.
Damn, I thought 22s were big.
You'd think. Well, what else are you going to put on your old...
Is there room left for a tire?
Very little. But those are the rims that you put on like a Tahoe or an old Chevy Caprice.
I passed I want to say it was a Mazda. That you could tell on the tollway, you can tell they got a toll tag. Mm-hmm. You could tell they painted the car themselves. Purple.
Okay.
And had really, really tall rims, wheels.
Right.
And they were so tall, it didn't look like there was room left for tire. And you pull up next to them, and they've got really low-profile tires
mm-hmm.
to where maybe there's, I don't know, about an inch of tire
right.
around the wheel.
Yeah.
There's tread and 3 pounds of air.
Yeah. Which makes absolutely no sense because you're going to spend, as the officer just said, like $2,000-$3,000 on these wheels, and you're going to give them the smallest amount of protection possible. You hit one bad rock in a road, or a pothole, you're
That's
out.
Why I drive on the tollway. There ain't no bad spots on the tollway. Mm. NTTA takes care of the tollway. That's why I don't drive the surface roads, and I ain't got no toll tag.
Yes, you do. You have a toll tag.
I don't know. That sounds kind of stingish, setup-ish.
It is.
People throw up stuff on the side of the road all the time.
That doesn't mean it's yours to take.
All right, let's say there's a couch laying on the side of the road and I pick it up.
Not yours.
Well, they had to know that couch blew out and the guy that was on it.
Not necessarily. It could have blown out the back of a truck. Or, as you described, out the back of some guy's small pickup along with his buddy on top of it saying, I'll hold her down.
Why do I have to ride on the mattress? You got to hold it down.
Mm-hmm. Need your weight.
We can't stop at Home Depot and get some twine.
Nah, we got this. We don't need that.
Yeah, 89 cents of a thing.
Yeah, huh. No, don't need that. Hold on to the bed.
You're about 250. That'll hold that mattress down.
Yeah, especially
unless,
when I get
unless
up.
Unless we go over 60.
I was gonna say, especially by the time I get up to 70 on the highway. I'm going to watch you turn into a sail.
All of a sudden, you're Aladdin on a surly, surly, damn it.
Serta.
Serta. I'm Aladdin on a Serta. I'm flying. Please don't do the peanut butter sandwich thing. when I land, I don't land on the peanut butter side down.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Alfie, I don't understand what you sent me.
It's a scientific name for what happens.
I don't know how to pronounce that.
Bernoulli.
Yeah, I was really going to get that.
What?
He sent me. You ain't never heard of Bernoulli's principle, have you?
No, Alfie, we haven't.
Good. Get on that mattress and hold it down. All right, what is Bernoulli's principle? If you sit on a mattress, you're going to fall out of the truck?
Was it named after the first guy that tried it?
That's the concept of airflow or laminar flow or...
Does that have something to do with aerodynamics,
exactly. Planes,
whatever?
Yeah, I learned it in middle school.
So. You get enough lift underneath something.
You take off.
Well, why does Bernoulli get credit for that?
I think he was the first guy who
fell off a truck and on a mattress.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. Because otherwise, you'd think it'd be the Wright brothers that get some sort of credit for lift.
They only went a few hundred feet. I went a mile and a half on my perfect sleeper. I could have gone further had I gotten a duck's bed.
Oh, man.
Get it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good show, isn't
it? I like it. It's wildly entertaining, as they say.
Okay.
They setting people up. It's not yours.
Man, they setting people up. Look at that. Look, watch.
Well, then why don't you help them out? Scream at them.
Hey, man, that's a setup.
Yeah.
They coming to get you. Better drop your wheels.
Mm-hmm. That mentality, though, is just so troubling how the guys that get booked in go like, well, it was just sitting there. That, you know what that is? That's the mentality of like a 13-year-old who got busted for something stupid. It's really a childlike mind. It's really basic. Is it yours? No? Then don't touch it. If you left your crap sitting on the side of the road and I took it, would you be happy?
I wouldn't be happy. I would think they're a really good attorney. I bet Everett would come up with a loophole of...
I'd be curious to know what it is.
Yeah, well, it's on public property. It's sitting there. Technically, it's trash. I'm just cleaning the side. That's part of the strip of the freeway that I keep clean.
Oh, really? You believe in cleaning up in your community. Did you adopt this section of the highway?
Yes, I did.
Really? Where's your sign?
Oh, I have to have a sign to help out my community?
I find it interesting, though, that you decided to clean up the side of the highway that contained four wheels. However, there's like 40 bags of fast food down on the
bank. I haven't
gotten
that far yet. Do you not see me wearing my orange reflective vest? Why would I want to stand out if I was stealing this?
Actually, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and just walk down the highway with a grabby thing, pick up a few pieces of trash, and then just pick up the wheels.
You say, hey, look at here. That's trash. That's the way you do it.
It's Let's make it look obvious. That way it looks like, even if the cops aren't around, anybody witnessing, well, you know, they work for the highway department. Certainly not, they're not stealing those wheels. They're just removing them because they've been abandoned.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that may throw the cops off a little bit, too. Like, what the hell? Looking all official.
Oh, we should go tell them. Those are highway guys. We should go tell them that that's a bait trailer.
Oh.
That way they get out and go, oh, okay, I didn't know that. We just cleaning up the freeway.
Oh, sorry. Didn't want to mess up your thing here.
We'll just go ahead and back away so we don't ruin your sting.
Yeah, we'll just go back to picking up the trash.
Is Mike Lowry? Oh, what's his name?
Larry Mowry.
Yeah, whatever he's on.
That's okay. Both come with the thunder.
TV right now.
And the potential for quarter-size hail and 60-mile-per-hour winds. Ooh. Heavy rain coming down now in Athens. Quite a bit of lightning around. Maybe some small hail, too. Same just to the south here in parts of Freestone County. Palestine, most of that rain is just to your north.
It is Palestine.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Fort Worth. Here's Dallas.
It is hard to remember.
I know it's Palestine, but I usually have to say both in my head.
That's the cold front that's heading our way. And if you look real closely, there are some very small showers trying to develop right along the front. One right here.
Why am I going to see that?
Now lifting up into Denton County.
That is so tiny. It's like one green speck over somebody's house in Briar.
Possibly into a thunderstorm. There's another one down here in northern Erath County, just south of Gordon, that's also showing some signs of developing into a thunderstorm. So these are the areas to watch if you live here in Dallas and Fort Worth for the chance, at least, for a few little pop-up thunderstorms over the next couple of hours.
Ah, they're just playing this up.
Yeah, he don't even have his iPad on.
No, he's just got his clicker that changes the graphics.
His sleeves aren't even rolled up yet. Yes, it's early.
Yeah.
When his sleeves go up to the elbow.
And the tie is slightly undone.
Mm-hmm.
And his hair is just almost just a nuance of being muffed a little.
Kind of like a couple strands of hair go down into like a slight Superman curl.
And he always does the Elvis stance.
Yeah.
if it's bad, it's the Elvis stance. See right here, man? It's coming in through West Tarrant County right now, man.
Ooh, watch out.
That's going to move in through Arlington,
mm-hmm.
and then over this way at Dallas County. That's and we good. Think right about time it hits Arlington, that's when it's going to TCB.
Ooh.
So we have issued a TCB warning.
Is that some sort of tornado?
That's taking care of business.
Oh, okay.
The storm's going to start taking care of business right about mid-cities.
Oh, I thought it was yogurt.
No, this is real. Don't be an idiot. Alfie, what do you have on hold?
People calling about the rim sting.
Got hail the size of waffle cones.
Hail on the bottom, it says eat it all.
Oh, that's good.
Those are good waffle cones.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, William.
Hey, man, I was calling to say about people taking stuff off, like, the side of the road. I had a cat that I had just recently adopted from the shelter, so I had a collar on it, but it didn't have a tag, and one of my neighbors was driving by and saw it and actually stopped and like, took it. They picked my cat up off the side of the road because they thought it was a stray, and I saw a flyer, like, a couple hours later in the day for a missing cat, and it was just my cat, and I didn't even, it was an outdoor cat, so I didn't even know it was missing. But she just took it upon herself to assume it was a stray, and I ended up seeing a flyer for my own cat.
But she put up a flyer.
She did. It was out of good nature. She thought it was a stray, but...
Well, I've done that with dogs before.
Yeah, and some people, especially with cats, some people don't think about cats being outdoor and indoor. Some people only think cats should be indoors. So, like, they see it outside, they think it's a mistake.
That's true. And it didn't. I had a collar on her, but she.
You realize this is nothing like what we were talking about.
Well, that's a fair point.
Okay, thank you.
Oh my God. My prayer's been answered. Pussy on the side of the road. Put out sting cats.
Bait cats.
Hey, man.
Mm-hmm.
Look around, see if anybody's watching this. Mm-hmm. Because Leron,
mm-hmm.
he got busted last time on one of these cat stings.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's cold.
Cats, I don't think as much about because cats really are independent when they get outside. And very seldom do you see a cat squashed in the middle of the road?
You're right. Very seldom.
Squirrels, they're idiots.
They're so dumb.
They got the testosterone. They just stand there and go, I can take this car.
Yes. I can change directions 3 times.
Yeah.
Nope.
Squirrels and rabbits, the most suicidal creatures on the planet.
But dogs, yeah, I've stopped. In fact, was it once or twice? Twice. When I was meeting with J.D. Freeman about us coming back to the Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday morning, supposed to meet no, it was just once. The first time I went to the wrong place.
Really?
Well, he said Pancake House.
Oh, okay. It wasn't here at the building.
No.
I can imagine J.D. Freeman calling you. Really? You couldn't figure out the building with Clear Channel on top of it? Sorry.
So there were just two of them, and I assumed it was the one in Prestonwood, and it was wrong. It was the one in Frisco by my house.
So he's really Jesus.
Then we planned a second meeting the next Saturday. I was late to that one because there's a golden retriever running up and down. Oh, what's the street that runs sideways? Just a horizontal street in Plano. And a lot of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, I'm going to be late. There's no way he's going to believe we could do mornings if I've missed or been late for 2 meetings just to talk about doing mornings. And I blew it off. I just turned around, got the dog. Luckily, he had a tag on, called the owner. Yeah, he does this all the time. You ever think about just locking him up?
That might help. Maybe get a taller fence.
And there wasn't really a me. Somebody finds my dog out in traffic, even if it's a man, you getting a good tongue kiss. This guy was, yeah, he does that a lot. And then he said, Golden, get in the truck. And that was it.
Yeah, at that point, that's where you just want to grab the dog and say, okay, then you're done. I'm now taking this from you because you clearly don't give a damn.
But a thank you. Oh, my God, my dog. I didn't even know he got out.
But I don't care. He does all the time. Jerk.
Okay. Yes, James. Alfie, what did James want?
He was saying, how is this sting any different from picking up something that somebody has put out for bulk garbage?
See, that's the thing that I would think a good attorney would say. Once it's on public property... Yeah, like when you put your trash out, anybody can take it.
Yeah, but even for bulk trash, it's on your property. It's on that, it's right.
Once it's out on the street, even if it's grass that you have to maintain, that's public property.
You know what? Maybe part of the difference would be if I put a TV out on the lawn and someone comes and takes it and I get their license plate and I call the police and say, hey, this guy just ran off with my TV. Pretty sure that they could be arrested for it. Now, they may come back and say, I thought it was, a bulk trash. They left it out. Maybe you should have asked.
I don't know. We used to steal trash all the time when we were harassing other jocks.
Yes, yes.
And legally, once it's in a trash can out on the street or clumped out there, it's in the public domain.
Yeah, you've now just basically recused yourself from any ownership.
Hello, can I have a pouch? I know we double-checked the laws before we stole Ron Chapman's trash 1 year.
Smart that you double-checked. What did you find in Chapman's? I forget.
We added a bunch of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Most of it was just normal food, but we threw in blow-up dolls and a bunch of empty whiskey bottles and lava lamps and some things that we had to blur out. Man, I've seen a double-headed one, but this one's got 16.
Oh, sounds like one of my original dandos.
Ron must party a lot with Jody Dean and 14 other people.
It's probably one of those radio convention things.
We call it butt spoke night.
It's really embarrassing. They pulled out the baseball cards.
What?
Spokes.
Oh. Alfie, I don't understand what you've got written on line one.
He says maybe it's theft because the rims were in a trailer, not just on the ground.
Okay. I don't know. If they're getting, they wouldn't be doing it if they weren't getting convictions.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, the way they've laid it out is illegal for you to take it. I would be suspicious if it's a trailer. I wonder if they flatten one of the tires.
On the trailer?
Yeah. Because otherwise, just a trailer, and the back doors are open. Maybe the doors are closed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know enough about this story. I can't make a decision. But right now, it sounds like a trap.
To catch criminals. I go back to the very simple phrase that your mom, dad, should grandparents should have taught you. Is that yours? No. Put it back. That's true in the store. That's true on the side of the highway.
Okay, so if I see a dog running on the side of the road, I shouldn't stop and pick it up.
That's different. That's a living thing.
It's not my dog.
It's a living thing that's different. It's got a heartbeat.
It's not my dog.
If you don't know the difference, then yes, leave it.
Even though I can tell it's a well-groomed dog, it's somebody's dog.
If you don't know the difference between a set of wheels and a dog who is trying to survive...
What if it's a dog on wheels?
Then you take the wheels, leave the dog. If the wheels are nice enough. Are they 26s?
How tall is that dog? Nah, that dog's only 22 inches. I ain't stealing it.
It just looks ridiculous.
I'm sure somebody will call and tell us the difference. But again, if they weren't getting any convictions, they would stop.
Right.
I think they stopped the bait car thing.
Yeah, I think you're right, because I think someone...
There was a legal aspect that popped up of creating... I think it was before they could cause the car to stop running. So it's like they get in, they start it, and the cops could remotely kill it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one department got into a chase with one of the bait cars, and there was liability associated with it.
Yeah, that's along the lines of what I recall. Something had to do with insurance and lawsuits.
I don't know why you just don't get a remote that just locks all the doors. And the car burst into flames.
And you walk up. Would you like us to put that out?
Say, man, if you are in distress with your hand that's left, go like this. No, that's not what I said. Go like this.
Like the come here motion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just waving it back and forth like it's on fire.
That's really distracting.
You understand, you just making things worse.
Help me, help me.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
437, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic's brought to you by Somebody's Got to Do It with Mike Rowe tonight on CNN. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound I-20, right at Mountain Creek Parkway. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's completely stopped back from the bush. It's about a half hour delay through it. All the idiots going west are staring at it. They have you backed up back from Joe Wilson. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635 at Greenville, got an accident blocking the on-ramp there. Traffic's backed up all the way back to I-35. In that backup at Preston, got another accident blocking the two left lanes, half-hour delay. And in Richardson, northbound 75 right at Campbell, got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out. Traffic's backed up back from Coit. Finally in Frisco, eastbound 380 between the tollway and Preston Road, a part of the highway there shut down due to an accident that has traffic jacked up in both directions and northbound on the tollway as well. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Isolated storms tonight, 57 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, high of 76. Right now, 83 degrees at 97.1 the Eagle.
My bitch better have my money.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
So, bitch better have my
money.
What?
Bitch!
What do you got to hold, Alfie?
People still calling about the rim sting.
Mm-hmm. All right, which one?
Line three.
Yes, Aaron.
Hi. How you doing? First, I just wanted to say that I'm a big police supporter, same as you.
I'm fine.
Not a police hater. I respect the job that they do for society and everything.
And allergy
problems,
I'm not a
couple
of days
guy,
ago.
So if it wasn't for the police, I wouldn't be the one making the rules. But
what did he want, Alfie?
He's saying that it's absurd that the cops are, quote, creating crime.
What's absurd is him saying that.
It's a sting operation to get criminals off the street.
Because if they're willing to take four wheels out of someone's trailer that is not theirs on the side of the road, what else are they willing to take that's not theirs?
People don't get that.
No. That's probably not the first time they've taken something that's not theirs. And if it is the first time, then if they were not to be arrested, they would say, hey, that was fun and profitable. I'll do more. Maybe next time I'll just take an entire car.
And also, who was the guy that called earlier? He was with Dallas County Sheriff's Department?
I think so.
We should call back, and I'd be curious to see how many people that have been arrested for this rim sting have a criminal history.
Yeah. And here's the other thing, too, especially in a sting operation like this. So, like these two guys that were arrested from the video. Let's assume that this was not their first time. And that means, young criminals, where were you going to take this set of wheels? Do you have an idea where you're going to go?
I have some friends.
Well, I'd like to meet those friends. Give me their names and where do they live? Because now you're not talking about just two guys who seemingly are doing something advantageous on the side of a road. You're talking about taking down an entire little syndicate of car theft ring.
Yeah. They could be stripping, cutting out all this is.
That's all guessing.
Theory. But, yeah, they could be stripping cars or changing VINs on cars. Going, hey, we could probably get more money if we took those four wheels and put them on these cars that we've stolen.
Yes. Think big picture.
Yes, Ricky.
Hey, what's going on, boss? Hey, that trailer is a flatbed, about a 10-foot trailer. Open sides where you can see the rims plain as day. And I've seen it all up and down Loop 12. I've seen it on 35 as far south as Rook and Waxahachie. But they also have another one, which is a 1200 Harley Sportster sitting on a trailer on the side of the road. I've seen it four or five times. But I've also seen it with the bike off the trailer sitting on the side of the road. And it's the same bike every single time.
Okay. I might have to loop the block on that one.
Yeah, they got it set up good. I've seen people, every time I see it, boy, the people in front of me are hitting the brakes. I'm like, yeah, go ahead.
go for it.
Well, if it's got one of those orange stickers on it that says, this vehicle's abandoned. You know how cops will slap that on windows?
Yeah, they'll say you've got until such and such time and day to get it out of here.
Maybe I just stop to check the date.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You can look at it. You're not going to be thrown in jail for looking at it. Because what the officers did in this video is they let the two guys grab the wheels out of the trailer, put them in the bed of their truck, and that's when they rolled up on them.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not chained up or nothing. They're stacked up in the front of the trailer, and you're like, okay, there's no way they're going to travel like that anyways. It's pretty obvious.
Well, man, that's against the law. That's called attractive theftness.
That's entrapment.
All right, thanks.
Actually, I like attractive theftness. That's too pretty to pass up.
I'm going to sue you.
For what?
Well, it's like if there's something on your property.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I know this term is it was on an episode of The Rockford Files. He had a telescope on top of his trailer. And some guy that was actually planting a bug in Rockford's trailer fell off while he was planting the bug. But he said, hey, there was a telescope up there. That's attractive nuisance. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
So I was lured up there by that telescope. And that guy ends up trying to sue Rockford.
But, I mean, that's happened. It's happened with pools where you've had a kid drown in the neighbor's pool and the neighbor gets sued for it because it's an attractive nuisance.
Okay. Looks like we've taken all of those. Cops are creating crime. Yeah, because they have nothing else to do.
I support police, but they're just creating crime. You realize that whole sentence contradicted itself.
Well, you know, if his qualifying statement ahead of time is that long, he's going to be slamming the cops.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But if you it's like Dan said, you think bigger picture, you might be busting an entire car theft ring.
Or who knows what else? You arrest these two guys for taking advantage of the situation. They run off with four wheels. You arrest them. Next thing you know, after a couple hours interrogation, not only do they want to not have this stick to them, they talk about some other sort of syndicate, some other sort of ring, sex trafficking, whores and things. Drugs.
Okay, I wasn't thinking of that big of a picture, but...
I'm just saying...
You never know what it's going to lead back to.
Right.
And I would like to know if how many of these people that are picked up for stealing these wheels, why do they call them rims? They're wheels.
I don't...
I've never heard anybody go, yeah, I got some new Krager rims.
I don't know.
Okay. Maybe that's something...
It's just slang for wheels.
You kids call it.
Same sort of thing as why they call the tailpipe an exhaust.
Well, I've called it both. You say exhaust, that sounds uppity.
It's the exhaust.
Like you know what you're talking about. Anyway, how many of them had criminal records already?
Mm-hmm.
See what the level of recidivism was. And the light phones are lighting up again. And I knew it. I knew as soon as we got off the air yesterday at 7:40.
Three. Or five.
Anybody complain?
Not that I heard.
All right. I know Nikki Six is going to be in town, I think April 17th.
Yes.
And Don said, you want him in the studio? Well, what's he going to do?
Don't tell him.
I'm sure somebody's already ratted us out that we're going past 7 o'clock.
Yeah, but I bet if even I sent him an email saying, hey, we went to 7:45, he's going to think, shut up, there's no way, that's stupid. You're not even going to believe it.
Better not be hurting my ratings.
Actually.
Yeah, Alfie the little snoop had to go back and pull and see what the ratings were from 7 to 7:30 on days we run over.
You're welcome. Just waiting for the gift basket.
Yeah, before you chew my ass, call and talk to Tom Likas.
No kidding.
So we go past 7 and people waiting for Likas, which wasn't fair of us, going over.
Hey, Russ, going over in your time slot. Good.
I don't care.
I appreciate it. Really? Could you call him and ask him to go a little later?
I'm going to go till 10.
Tom was probably the coolest syndicated host, national host. I guess he's really the only one that I know. But he was cool about anything.
Yeah, he loved it.
And then when he hit Mandy in the head with that hammer...
Oh, the irony.
The Russ Martin Show.
He was hammered. I hit Russ's fiance in the head with his hammer.
The 97.1 The Eagle.
Obviously, I had to piece that together, but that sounds real to me.
That does. Mm-hmm. I believe it. We all wanted to at different points.
I never knew that. You guys didn't like Mandy.
You never asked. And I liked her at first. It's cool, down to earth, 2 years later, uppity bitch. Can't even say hi to anybody.
Are you talking about like at band practice?
Yep. One of the last white trash parties that we had, she just stood to the side, didn't talk to anyone, didn't say hi to anybody, barely even looked at anyone that she didn't seem, at least in to me, didn't seem worthy.
Well, that could have been, I told her, you know, don't really bother us during band practice because
That wasn't an isolated incident.
Okay.
There was a clear shift from early on.
I get into another long-term relationship.
Oh, I'm going to let you know.
Tell me.
Oh, I will. Based on what happened with the last one, I'm going to help my buddy out. Hey, she's turned.
Mm-hmm. It's happened.
Mm-hmm.
She's finally morphed. Her real body is hanging to the side of the tree out front.
And I brought in the shell so you could see it.
Okay.
You ready to...
Alfie, what's for?
He's calling about a monster truck that was stolen in town a couple weeks ago, or I guess a couple months ago.
Yes, Steven.
Yes. Did you hear about that big monster truck that got stolen in Addison? And they actually caught the guy who was trying to collect the reward money for turning it in. And he ended up, like, snitching on all the people that were in this ring at car thieves. And it ended up leading to, like, a shootout, like a chase and everything.
I want to say I remember somebody stealing a monster truck only because it was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if you're going to steal something, steal a tan sedan. Something that obviously isn't just going to be, hey, there's a tan sedan. I bet that's the one I heard about on the news.
I mean, this was like a big monster truck. The lift kit was like $200,000. It was all custom. It had like $75,000 in speakers. But I mean, they stole it, ripped it out, took it for a joyride, and like crashed the big tires. And then the guy tried to collect the reward money for stealing the monster truck and ended up just squealing on everyone that he worked with.
Okay. All right. So actually, see, here's a good point. You never know when you nab one of these guys what it's going to lead back to.
And I actually worked for the owners of the monster truck, so I actually heard like all firsthand experiences of how they caught him and what happened.
Did the truck have a name on the side of it?
Yeah, it was the Back Nine truck and then also the Shell Shack.
The what?
The Shell Shack. It's like a seafood restaurant.
Okay. Yeah, it's a promotional vehicle for a couple of...
All right, so it was something not only big but easy to spot because it's got a company name on the side of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and they drove it all the way out to DeSoto.
Okay.
Huge letters, the Back Nine. Across the side.
Well, you had guys that stole the great big barbecue grill from the Dallas Police Association.
Yeah, and they managed to do that without any fanfare. They took that in the middle of the night.
That one wasn't really marked, but
still,
that's something that's kind of hard to conceal. Because I think it was on, I'm not sure, like a 20-foot trailer?
I think you're right.
I don't think the grill is that big.
But yeah, the trailer it's on was, yeah.
I'm not sure. They may have called it Grillzilla. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have time to start news, don't we?
Yep.
Okay. Unless you had any more audio.
Yeah, real quick. Cut six. There's a country singer named Jana Kramer. She was on an interview, and someone asked her about how she met her fiancé, an NFL free agent, Michael Cawson, through Twitter.
Do I know this Jana Kramer?
No, but, I mean, she's an attractive country singer, and she met an attractive guy.
I mean, is she big in the country world?
Yeah. I just wanted to pull this to show you that it's not all rejects and in-cap people online that meet.
We met on Twitter, actually. He favorited some of my stuff, and he was verified. And I had clicked on his picture because I was like, why is this person, like, why is it showing up on my feed? And he was really cute, and I followed him back, and then we started direct messaging, and the rest is history.
All right. Let me pull up a picture of her so I can make a judgment call.
All right. J-A-N-A, Kramer with a K.
Images. Bitch is hot. That's a hot bitch. I got to get on Twitter.
You're on Twitter.
More.
Yes, that. Write down your password somewhere and give it to each one of us. We can help you.
Okay. Where's my phone? I'm going to tweet something during the break.
Oh, no.
So, who's she dating now? Is it Brantley Gilbert?
No, I think that's an ex of hers. That's another country singer. No, she's dating a former NFL tight end, a guy named Michael Cossin. Cossin?
Oh, because it's Brantley Gilbert. Looks like an idiot. Looks like somebody Kenzie would date. You want to see?
Yeah.
I think I know what he looks like. Yep, it's goob-tastic.
Yeah, the great big piercings. Not the huge, huge piercings on his lobes, but pretty big.
Yeah, if you were to see her current man,
mm-hmm.
Totally different.
And what's his name?
Michael, and it's C-A-U.
Hang on.
So keep her name and just add in Michael, C-A-U-S-S-I-N. It's like night and day.
It kind of looks like Tony Casillas.
Think so?
Yeah. Look at him if this is the right picture.
Yeah, okay, yeah. In that photo, yeah. To me, he looks like a less pounded-on Randy Couture. Like no cauliflower ears, no multiple broken bones in the face.
Okay. I must tweet during the break.
What are you going to tweet?
Well, how did they hook up?
They would just...
Let me play the clip again.
She would post things.
So. We met on Twitter, actually. He favorited some of my stuff, and he was verified. And I had clicked on his picture because I was like, why is this person, why is it showing up on my feed? And he was really cute, and I followed him back. And then we started direct messaging, and the rest is history.
Is she stupid?
Probably.
Nah, I'm going to tweet anyway.
Good.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.506, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over to MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Well, going on, let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-20 right at Mountain Creek Parkway. Got an overturned vehicle blocking the left lane. That has traffic completely stopped all the way back from 360. Everyone going west is staring at it like a bunch of idiots. They have you backed up back from Main Street. If you want, try taking 303. Good luck. It's going to be jacked up as well. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Preston Road. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Luna. In Corinth, northbound I-35 right at Corinth Parkway. Got an accident there. This one's in the clearing stages. Traffic's completely stopped back from Hundley Drive. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at Rosedale Street. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Northeast 28th Street. Join Chloe and the Mighty Eagle at the Hard Rock tonight for the second Battle of the Bands, the Hard Rock Rising Global Battle of the Bands. Come on out, support local music, enjoy some food and drink specials, say hi to Chloe. KEGL.com has all the details. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Jerry's Chevrolet in Weatherford. Tonight, isolated storms are possible with a 57-degree overnight low. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high around 76. Right now, 83. The 97.1 The Eagle.
I like a woman with a big butt. You know, something you can hang on to and hit with a car antenna.
K-E-G-L, The Eagle. We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What's this song called?
Uptown Funk.
I saw today, it's still, I don't know how long it's been number one. I guess since late last year.
Yeah, I want to say it's 19 or 20 weeks, I think.
Wait a minute.
Put some nigga in it. Take a sip. Sign the check. Citrus. Get the stretch. Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. I know they've done a mashup with this and James Brown. It's on YouTube. I think they should release that. You know, like when MC Hammer performed with Psy at the Music Awards, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I don't know if they ever released that.
I don't know if they did.
Yeah, actually they did.
Huh.
It was. I like that version. Mm-hmm. But the one with somebody mashed up Living in America.
There's four that I heard, the one that was just really smooth. It was damn.
Of what?
Of the Uptown Funk and James Brown.
Forgot what I called it. Let me
look. Yeah, the Uptown Funk has been Billboard Top 100 21 weeks on the chart. And it's last week was number one, peak position number one, so I assume 21 weeks at number one.
Is it close to a record?
I doubt it.
No. Rock my soul. Believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Ow! Wait a minute.
I think they could get airplay once the Uptown Funk starts to drop down the charts.
Mm-hmm. I think that might still be a while.
Okay. Let's see what we're doing. Oh, I tweeted during the break.
Oh, yeah.
Since what chick? Jana something?
Jana Kramer, yeah. Jana Kramer.
She met somebody on Twitter.
Her fiance, who at the time was just some, football player. Ooh, he's cute. Next thing you know, they're getting hitched.
So, I send out a tweet during the break. Most replies I get are from men.
What did you tweet?
Hey, hot bitches, hit me back.
I guess you should have
hit me back and then still current.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some guy named Travis. My God, this is great. Diego said, man, this is bullshit. There we go. Bullshit. You don't tweet in much, and you finally tweet. This is the crap we get. Get back on the radio.
See, that's the kind of crap that I can't stand.
See,
this is
hang on.
Expectations.
Yeah.
This is the kind of crap we get. I'm sorry. What part of any of this? Right? Why? How dare you expect things?
Now, this chick, the reply is kind of hot.
There you go. See? It's working. What'd she say?
I forgot. I'm just looking at her pictures. Russ, turn me on when you mess with Rodney Anderson.
See? That's a great mm-hmm. sign.
Oh, man.
What?
She likes to take pictures of food.
Well, she might be younger. It's more common among younger folk.
This picture hurt some concert. Crown the Empire?
Yeah. So, alternative kind of band?
Oh, no, I don't want to reply. I don't want to make it think I like that. How do you close this out? How do you get out of the pictures?
Let me see what you're messing with. Alpha, can you help him?
Tap the picture again. There should be an X in the upper left corner.
Got it. More guys. I'm not gay. I don't care how it comes off on the air. Quit it.
Yeah, maybe we should have been more specific.
Hey, hot women bitches.
Yes. There are men out there that would absolutely identify themselves as hot mm-hmm. bitches.
One fat guy posing in a suit leaning on a rail that just says, boom!
I may have to follow that guy.
And people retweeted it. Something wrong with you people.
People, they do things online. Hey,
what is it that they want? You know, the Mario, whatever his name was. Man, this is bullshit. What do you want me to tweet?
They want to be entertained nonstop. That's the way.
Well, they want like a thought for the day.
Yeah, a thought for the day. Or they want you to constantly be tweeting about something funny.
That's big with comedians.
Yeah.
Constantly funny.
Well, comedians don't have access to the media all the time. All they have their outlet on a regular basis, 24/7, is their Twitter account.
Yep.
So they use that. we think of something funny or stupid, we just say it here and it's out there.
Yep.
Think of it as an audio tweet that you can't reply to.
That's one of the main reasons I don't tweet or post stuff on Facebook that often.
Okay, let me send another tweet out. Done. Give me a second. Somebody talk while I'm typing.
Or you can do what the chick did. Just start going to different people's Twitter accounts and favoriting different bitches you may like.
Yeah. You can try the stalker approach. I think it's still what Alfie does.
Oh, yeah, it always works.
Okay, there's a new tweet.
Oh, no.
Okay. You ready to start news?
No, hang on.
Why?
See what it is.
Did you just tweet back at yourself?
I must have.
Yeah.
I thought it was a new tweet.
What song would you like me to drop next?
Because there's a plethora. Whatever it is, I'm dropping it.
Oh, it's pretty reckless coming up.
Okay.
At 5:30?
Yeah.
You don't say.
Yes.
I am stunned. Shocked even. I need to lie down. That was me lying down.
There you go.
You have caught me off balance. Pretty reckless at 5:35 for the past 2 years. Talking about people getting money under the table.
And the song's called Heaven Knows. Everybody knows.
Yeah, it's more than heaven. It's come through the clouds.
But Pretty Reckless, I think, is playing at the PFD.
They are, and it'll be a great show. It's just...
Well, why don't we play some Rob Zombie?
Oh, we do.
I mean...
But 5:30, I think, has clearly been set aside for
Pretty Reckless.
And just that, what? Just that song.
Yeah.
Are we dropping any zombie songs?
I don't can't recall the last time we dropped any zombie.
We'll plug one in and we'll drop it.
Give it the respect it deserves.
Well, just to show that I'm supporting the BFD.
Yeah.
Chloe, load some crap so I can play it off the air, but it'll show up on the radios again. All right. 5:17. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Thursday, April 9th, 2015. Birthdays today. Dakota Fanning's little sister, also an actress, Elle Fanning, turns 17. Kristen, my facial expression has never changed. Stewart is 25. Leighton Meester is 29. Jay Baruchel is 33. Russ, you know him as the tall, skinny kid from Tropic Thunder, played Sandusky.
Yes.
Yep. Keisha Knight Pulliam is 36. Jenna Jameson, used to be hot, is now 41. Paulina Poroskova turns 50. She was a supermodel in the 80s and also is still married to Rick Ocasek from The Cars.
Oh.
Woof. Woof. One of the all-time outkicking your coverage.
That's just, that's the standard joke. What is that guy's name? It's one of the ugly guys in The Cars. you're going to have to narrow.
Yeah. You know, the skinny one.
The one looks like he's on drugs.
The one looks like The Walking Dead. Other birthdays today. Dennis Quaid is 61. He's the still sane Quaid. And Hugh Hefner turned 89 today. Oh, I have breaking news.
Okay.
I always forget when I have breaking news.
Here, I'll start it for you. Good evening, this is Tom Brokaw from NBC Nightly News in New York. Birthdays are coming up, but first, breaking news with Dan O'Malley.
Thank you, Tom. What's my name?
Dan O'Malley.
What's that last part?
Dan O'Malley.
Okay. That's me, Damp O'Malley. This just in. Kids eat bugs.
It's true.
A new survey found 71% of kids under the age of 10 say they hate eating vegetables. But 18% say they would like to eat worms, 12% caterpillars, 12% snails.
What the f*** is wrong with kids and bugs? We used to live next door, a guy that I forget how old he was, we'll say 5, 6, used to eat June bugs. live.
Oof. Well, okay, that's not fair for me to judge. As far as I recall, I never ate a June bug. I did. Was it a cricket?
No.
Yeah, I think it was like one or two crickets when I was like three or four.
Live cricket?
I assume. It was like hop, hop, munch. I clearly, it seemed like a good idea at the time. I was also fat as a child.
I don't think eating crickets was going to add to your weight.
Well, I'm just saying.
You were on a diet?
No. It was probably just, I may have just eaten and thought, I'm still hungry. I'll eat that.
I think the oddest thing I ever ate as a kid, it was dried macaroni.
Were you even able to chew through it?
Yeah. It's the little, noodle thing.
Yeah, no, I know what it is. I just figured it'd be really tough to chew through.
Yeah,
just did it in art class before we glued it to something.
Oh, before. Oh, okay.
Never ate glue.
That's a sign of a talented and gifted kid. You ate the macaroni before you glued it to the art.
Look at this art piece. Gnaw on it.
You were supposed to do macaroni art. I'm not finished. I just ate it. Give me about 20.
Underestimate my creativity.
How dare you?
How dare you dampen my talents as a child?
Interrupt my artistic process.
Anybody can glue macaroni. Who came up with that?
I don't know.
Look, macaroni art. Wow, that genius put me in the tag program.
Yeah, it's just another reason why other countries should hate us. Oh, do you have starving children in your country? We could send you this macaroni, but we've decided to make art out of it. And not eat it ever.
Or we make these big displays out of spam or just different foods that truly could feed thousands of people in impoverished. In a poor country.
There you go.
With the extended bellies. Which means they're dehydrated.
As you read.
That I've learned.
Yes.
They do that and then throw it away.
Yeah.
Or the world's largest hamburger.
Or the...
You do all of that, throw it away, or some people eat part of it. But, you're still going to throw away like 90% of it. Well, you still got these other countries that are just watching on their little Curtis Mathis used TV sets.
Yeah, in between the static lines.
Oh, my God. They're dancing in food. There was a big oatmeal wrestling competition they had in the West End one year that I competed in.
You competed? Nice.
Who knows how many thousands of gallons of oatmeal was in this, great big above-ground pool. They filled up.
Yeah, I'm sure Sally Struthers would have loved to have had that.
I don't know. I know it's not that big of a deal, but I always feel odd when I see things like that. We could have shipped that out to somebody.
Yeah.
There are people here that don't have oatmeal.
Mm-mm. Yeah. But at the state fair, we have butter statues. It's not even a whole food. That's just a damn condiment.
And just to taunt the kids in the other countries, we make dolls out of food. Look, a Mr. Potato Head.
Mm-hmm. We got so much food, we make toys.
Alfie, what do you got on hold?
People calling about the taste of June bugs.
Okay.
Yes, Dane.
Hey, boss man.
Yeah.
As nasty as it sounds, June bugs taste like pecans.
When was the last? How many had you eaten?
This was 3 years ago. I was at a graduation party, and my buddy of mine named Mike was sitting in the pool and just grabbing them off the top of the water and munching down on them. And a couple hours later, he's still in the pool munching down on June bugs. And many beers later, I said, okay, I got to try one. Tried one, tasted just like pecan, which is what he said. So I got the second one, a little bit later, and of course, it tasted like a pecan, but it had that little bitter taste like the vein in a pecan has. The second one did.
So do you still eat the June bugs?
No. That was a one-time occurrence, but Mike still eats them.
How old is Mike?
Mike is probably close to 50.
How many June bugs you think he goes through?
That party, he probably ate 30 or 40 of them. That I doubt.
He's
big as a horse, though.
Oh, this has to be Mike's happy season, then.
Right?
Oh, I'm sure he sits out in his front yard just waiting on locust season.
Sits under the bug light.
Yeah, man.
As they fall.
Yeah.
Man, this is like nuts from heaven. Thanks.
Make it a June bug pie.
Do they sell June bugs?
I don't know.
I mean, don't certain pets eat?
Some snakes or lizards, you know, spiders and things, they'll eat
insects.
I'm
just wondering if you could. I might try dried one. No, I wouldn't.
They sell dried crickets.
Yeah, the crickets. Definitely.
What's that for?
They sell them for eating and for pets.
What kind of pets?
Lizards, snakes, things like that.
Have you tried a cricket?
I have had a cricket.
Say it again?
I have had a cricket.
How long ago?
About 2 years almost.
Was it dead?
It was dead.
How was it?
It was tasty. It was sour cream and onion flavored.
Wait.
Who put this out, Lay's?
Yeah.
Some company sells bugs for eating. They also sell like the lollipops with a scorpion in it or something like that.
Mm-mm.
I've seen those.
Yeah.
I thought there was a limit on parts per million that food could have bugs in it.
Yeah, for other types of food.
Unless you're selling
the actual
bugs.
Yeah.
And then there can only be certain parts per million of food.
Sorry, there's way too much peanut butter in my cricket.
I'm calling the F to E.
I'm going to report you.
Yes, Jason.
Yo.
Go ahead. Jason, radio down, mouth talk.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Why did you call?
Hey, I eat June bugs, man. I used to.
Why'd you stop?
Because I moved out of the neighborhood I was living in, man. One of my exes, she was of Asian descent, and I was the only white boy that hung out with them. And the OGs, the parents of all the kids that we hung out with, which started up the neighborhood, challenged me to eat them live and grilled. And, man, they tasted like butterscotch. They weren't bad at all.
What's an OG?
Original gangster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you knew that, Dan?
That's just what they called them.
And they made you eat bugs?
I guess so. So I could hang out with them.
Why would you want to hang out with people that eat June bugs?
Hey, that's why we broke up. That's why I call her my ex.
You're a good man.
Mm-hmm. Of course, he didn't come to that realization until after he ate the bugs.
Man, I won't eat eggplant. I don't know how anybody eats stuff crawling on the ground.
It's because we've been spoiled, you know,
People eat eggplant. I not only do I not like the name, mm-hmm. I don't like the way it looks. It just looks like this big purple dinosaur thing. Squash, I'm iffy on. If it's fried.
Okay.
Not squash. Okra.
Okay, yeah.
Squash, if you hide it, like in maybe a 40-pound turkey, I'll eat it.
Are you still talking about okra or actual squash?
Squash now.
Gotcha. What about zucchini?
I don't know. Zucchini, just to me, always seemed like a cucumber wannabe.
Well, I think it's part of the squash family.
Well, just didn't seem to really have the taste. It looks like it's more for garnish than to fill you up.
Well, it's typically a side. There are lots of interesting dishes you can make with it. You could actually make, instead of ants on a log, you can make crickets on a zucchini.
People eat ants?
Oh, sure. People around the world still have...
They don't eat fire ants.
That I could not answer.
People around the world what?
Well, eat, you know, various insects. It's like we're actually kind of weird that we don't. Well, some have to, but some do it just because it's a delicacy. Like these guys are saying, June bugs apparently taste like pecans or butterscotch. Sounds to me like you could use them in various desserts or brunch dishes.
No. The macaroni, uncooked, and I tried dog treats once. In fact, I think we tried the begging strips on the air.
Yes, we did.
I don't care what your dog says. Those taste like
That dog's stupid. Your dog says it tastes like bacon. You should probably put him down. He's not thinking straight.
Believe your dog's retarded. Why don't you just get a cat, a big cat box? That way you never have to remember to feed the dog. Because once the cat's done, you know the dog's sniffing around in there digging for stuff.
Yep. It's the same thing as leaving a pie on a windowsill.
Dog running his snout through the cat box like mining for gold. He's a big crunchy one. Mm-hmm. Man, I hope it's a tasty treat or whatever the cat food is.
Blech.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Love meow mix. Hand me the bottle of alcohol, please.
Get me some Nine Lives.
Yeah, it's not animal food really doesn't taste bad. It's just there's no seasoning.
Yeah.
And I don't get how they get dogs to eat it.
I don't know.
Although, what are the cat food that comes in the cans? Is that Nine Lives?
Nine Lives, Friskies. Yeah, Whiskas. A few of them. Whiskas, yeah.
I've smelled that before. That smells like it might be good.
Especially the fish flavored stuff.
Cats seem a little more discerning. Plus, you never hear about cats eating dog shit.
No. You're right. They're the food critics of the animal kingdom.
Look at that dog. Again, eating my... You can have some of mine.
That actually should tell you that the cat is eating good stuff if the dog wants to eat it once
afterwards.
It's gone through. Yeah. That's still tasty.
Everybody wants to tell us what crickets taste like?
Yep.
I thought there would just be one standard answer. Like when somebody asks you, what frog tastes like chicken. Almost everybody says that.
Yeah.
And if it tastes like chicken, why don't you just eat chicken? Because frogs are nasty to look at. At least chickens look happy running around. They all kind of walk like Alfie. Sorry, Alfie.
It's all right.
I'll take one more. Yes, Trey?
Hi. Long time listener, first time caller, yada, yada. Crickets taste like sunflower seeds.
Do you eat them regularly?
No, just a one-time deal. Got them at Ripley's, believe it or not. Believe it or not. Mm. Yeah. If you want to get squirrely with it, you can also go to the Asian market and get some balut, which is hard-boiled duck embryo.
Duck embryo. You mean duck eggs?
I'm sorry? You're
duck
out there.
Never. Yeah, I cut out. I'm the one.
Well, there are duck eggs, but I think if he's saying duck embryo, then I'm sorry. That must be an egg that's taken on more of a duck shape. It's got to be.
Like a,
otherwise,
almost,
you would just call it a duck.
Almost sort of a baby yeah. duck that didn't make it.
Yeah.
Like Kenzie.
Exactly.
Yeah. If I'm eating crickets, I'm only eating name brand.
I think that's smart. Any particular brand in mind?
Moon.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
542, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Dell. Whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-20 right at Mountain Creek Parkway. Got an overturned vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is completely stopped back from 360. It's an hour delay through that mess. All the idiots going west can't help but stare at it. They have you backed up back from Main Street. Also in Dallas, southbound on the Tolley right at I-35. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Harry Hines. Into Plano now, southbound 75 right at Legacy. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there slow back into Allen back from Bethany. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at Allen Avenue. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Northeast 28th Street. In that backup right at Luella, got another accident blocking the right shoulder. Caller number 9 with a pair of tickets to BFD 2015 at the JEXA. plus a pair of tickets to go see the Rangers take on the Astros this Sunday at the ballpark in Arlington. Call now. It's 214-814. Call now. It's... I got it. Okay, cool. I'm sorry. 214-866. Oh, no, sorry. 787-1971 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
.com/radio.
You know, that red light means Mike's hunt.
Yeah.
You mean just start pushing your level up and you can turn it on yourself?
Whatever you want. What? I was just waiting for the sounder. It doesn't matter.
Oh. All right.
I don't want to jump the gun. I don't know if you had something planned.
You want to clear your throat again?
No, I'm good.
Who did that sound like?
There you go.
Yeah.
It's my new impression.
That scared me. I thought Valerie was here.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by H&R Block. Tonight, isolated storms, 57 for the low. I thought you stiffened up pretty quick. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 76 for the high. Right now, 83. And 97.1 the Eagle.
If you haven't filed your taxes yet, what are you waiting for? The tax professionals at H&R Block will get you every penny you deserve. Same-day appointments are available, but they're filling up fast. Visit hrblock.com for an office today to get your billions back, America.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Flo, do you keep a running list of all the dumbass crap that we bring up?
Yes, I try my best. I have a nice little list going on my computer.
One day I'd like to hear just those read out. Obviously going to be out of context.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I don't really get answers back from listeners when they say, hey, I got friends that I try to explain the show to, and now they're hooked, whatever. How did you explain the show to them? Yeah. And I never get a response.
Now you're just doing it to each other. I've asked that before as well, and I've gotten a couple of responses, but they're usually different. I've gotten the response of, you just got to listen for a little while.
Well, that doesn't tell me anything.
I know.
And if you never see promos on television promoting new TV shows.
Tonight on ABC. You just got to watch.
That's different because tonight on whatever TV show, the network already knows what happened in the episode, so it knows it's got something to promote. We can't do that because we don't plan that far ahead. Almost every other radio show on every radio station will have some sort of thing where, say, tomorrow on blah, blah, blah show, we'll...
Well, sometimes we know. Like, tomorrow we know we're going to show Kenzie pictures of it. In fact, I decided, don't print them in color. Put them in black and white.
Yeah, smart.
Or just put them on a flash drive and give them to me. And then I'll age them up a little bit.
There you go.
And show her, you know, just tight headshots of different police, fire, military people, whatever. And go, is this real? Mm-hmm. Or is it fake? And see how many she gets. And leave the cartoons out.
Got it.
She's going to get Deputy Dog. Especially if it's in color.
Okay.
What about this one, Kenzie? Is this a real or a fake naval officer? That's real. No, that's Isaac the bartender from the Love Boat. What about this one? That's definitely real. That's Captain Stubbe. Okay, now that is a real Marine. Really? Do I even have to say it?
Nope. We know.
Shazam.
No sense of rest.
I wonder if she'd recognize Don Knotts. It's Barney Fife. I think she said her mom
would watch
has watched the Andy Griffith Show.
She probably would.
That doesn't mean she's paid attention to.
That is true. It's still worth putting in there.
Yeah, especially since the first 5 years were in black and white. And, you know, unless it's got colors and different shapes, she's not paying attention to it.
No. It might help if the photo of Don Knotts in his uniform is not one where he looks scared / surprised. Like, if it's just a normal one. But if he's doing his normal face, then I think that'll be a giveaway.
Well, that's why I want to see the pictures. So blow them up, age them a little bit, so it won't be as hard to tell. And see if she can identify, okay, is this a real or a fake picture of the President of the United States? Just to see if she gets somebody like Eisenhower.
Right.
Roosevelt. Lincoln. Well, that one's fake. I saw him killing vampires. Well, their recent movie with Lincoln killing vampires.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Is it any good?
It's the title. It's Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
I'm just curious.
That's what it is.
I'm curious how people explain the show. And I'm also curious if they wonder what we're doing. They can watch on the video stream.
Right.
Because that stays up during the commercial breaks. But I'm curious if they think, all right, I wonder what fantastic bit they're planning next. Nothing. We don't know. In fact, during the break, I was watching a clip from, was it Tool Time? What was it? The old Tim Allen show?
Home Improvement.
Yeah. Because I like Last Man Standing.
The show that it's on, was it Fridays, ABC?
I have no idea what days it's on.
Oh, that's right. You just watch it later on.
On Hulu.
Yeah, okay.
So I've seen all the episodes. I never watched Home Improvement.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go back, watch some of those. I found a clip where they've got an all-Tool band that's playing on the Tool Time show.
Got it.
The show within a show.
Yeah.
And I guess it's supposed to be their last episode of Tool Time.
Okay. That episode does not ring a bell, but
I've never seen any of them. You got a chick that's playing the saw. This is on the Tool Time set. Some guy beating on an anvil. Guy playing on the drums is beating on a couple of big red gas cans. And they're doing Burning Down the House.
God.
That's what I was watching during the break.
You're making what you're after. Cool man is strange, but not a stranger.
Did they do this a lot on the Home Improvement?
No.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, on Staple Gun, Max Repulsor, Sparky Henderson.
I think they should do some of this on Last Man Standing.
Oh, thank God you said that.
Why?
I was afraid you were going to say, that's what we need in the band, a Staple Gun player.
A plunger plumber, Felix Myman.
Kind of with a plunger. There's a guy that's playing a steel drum.
And on horn, Mario Andretti!
And he just got a grinder.
God.
And the sparks are just come out to the rhythm of the music. I'm just curious how long it took them to shoot this without just pissing all over the place. You got some hot chick in the corner that's just opening and closing an umbrella really fast.
What? Is that even making a sound that we can hear?
No. And then Tim and whoever his partner is.
Al?
Yeah, they're holding acetylene torches, waving back and forth.
That's safe.
Well, and that's where they set the banner that's got the show name on fire. So that's what I did during the last break.
I made chicken.
You said that like there was a sense of accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
I made a chicken.
I did. Microwaved it and everything.
I made a flower arrangement out of a toothbrush.
Thought on Pinterest.
I also watched a documentary on AC/DC last night. You know that Dave Edmunds, I don't know if you're going to know the guy, he had a hit in the 70s, I Hear You Knocking. I Hear You Knocking.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He was the original lead singer for AC/DC. And they decided he doesn't fit.
Well, they thought his voice was too smooth?
It was. If you listen to some of the clips in the documentary, it is too smooth. Then they got Bon Scott, and they liked that sound and that fit.
Yeah.
And he also, he wrote a lot of the early AC/DC songs.
Okay. Which made sense, because if you have a voice like that, you better be involved in the writing process, because there's only so many notes you're going to be able to hit. I mean, when your vocal cords are made of razor blades and gravel.
David Edmund, he didn't smoke enough. Go smoke, come back.
Then when Bon Scott died, I think it was in 79,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, obviously the band thought, well, what do we do now? How are we going to, who are we going to get it with a voice? Sounds like Bon Scott. Lemmy's already on the road.
Yeah. Maybe we should just, you know, hold some auditions in, inside of smoke shops.
Maybe go down to the cancer center.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And they said Brian Johnson didn't try and emulate Bon Scott at all. It just said Brian Johnson was Brian Johnson.
And it worked.
And I think I like the Brian Johnson years better than the Bon Scott years. You feel that one, Chloe?
Yeah, I kind of go. I like both, man. I couldn't pick a favorite. Some of the early AC/DC, man, that's some cool stuff.
I don't know. There's something about Brian Johnson that just seems to be, it's a perfect front man for a band that just comes off as just a hard-working middle-class band.
He's the front man, but he's the singer, but he's not the figurehead. He's not David Lee Roth.
No. In fact, a good portion of the albums, the cover is Angus. And when I interviewed Angus and Brian Johnson in the, I don't know, late 90s, they gave us half an hour. And then I just took the interview and cut it up and made it, I was doing mornings the first time at the Eagle, and made it sound like they stayed in the studio with us for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Because we played songs, so you could stretch it out. And they were both cordial. Angus was gone a lot because he'd have to go out in the hall wherever, I don't know where they were. It was a satellite interview. But he was smoking a lot. So he goes, Brian, we go, Angus isn't back yet, mate. Well, where is he? Taking a smoke. He just took a smoke. He's smoking again. Well, you're the one that sounds like you smoke all the time. I don't have time to smoke. I eat cigarettes.
That's his way around the no smoking. He just eats them. Gets on an airplane. I'll show you.
I'm trying. And then that's when he told me they were, when AC/DC was in Dallas-Fort Worth, I want to say it was 87, something like that. Ryan told me the story of they were at some nice restaurant. And some guys were making fun of their accents, not knowing it was AC/DC.
Oops.
And that's when Brian ended up stabbing a guy in the eye with a fork. We didn't have to pay that check, you know.
Look at me appetizer.
I can't find it. But they were, and you know, in the late 90s, they're already established. It's not like they really needed to do it, and really, who wants to sit and talk for a half an hour with some morning show?
Oh yeah.
But they seemed to enjoy it because we weren't doing the bells and whistles. We had, you know, stupid laugh track later. I can't find it. Doesn't matter. My point was, they were really kind and courteous,
which is nice. It's like so many bands and people just don't do that anymore. Because once they make it big, like, oh, you want? No. I'm too big for you. Oh, but then your movie sucks. Now you're gonna go do radio.
I can't find it. This one just says AC/DC question. I'm searching my flash.
Oh.
Let's see what this. How long before we need a break?
Now.
All right, I got time to play this. It's only 20 some odd seconds long. Who on the show is an AC/DC fanatic?
Russ.
Yes. Oh, okay. I know. This was a game with listeners.
Oh, okay.
Asking them different things about the show. Who on the show is an AC/DC fanatic?
Russ.
Yes. Which leads us to this question.
AC/DC has sold more than 200 million albums worldwide, released 14 studio albums globally, along with several live recordings and 12 video collections of concerts and music videos. The question is, how many AC/DC songs are in the Eagle Library?
Six.
That's right. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
606, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas, over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy's and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by Jerry Chevrolet in Weatherford.
Hey, Jerry.
I'm sorry, traffic sucks everywhere. It's starting to suck real bad right now due to all the rain. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-20 right at Mountain Creek Parkway. Got an accident there in the median that has traffic completely stopped back from Cooper Street. All the idiots staring at it going westbound have you backed up back from Main Street. Either way. Either way, it's an hour delay. Also in Dallas, eastbound 175 just before Lake June, got a stalled vehicle there. Traffic's backed up back from Pine Street. Still in Dallas, southbound on the toll right at I-35, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Harry Hines in Fort Worth now. Southbound 35W right at Allen Avenue, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Northeast 28th Street. And finally in Fort Worth, westbound Loop 820 right at Marine Creek Parkway, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Old Decatur Road. Let's do one more. Caller number 9 wins a pair of tickets to BFD 2015 at the Jexa, plus a pair of tickets to go see the Rangers take on the Astros this Sunday at the ballpark in Arlington. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Lowe's. Tonight, isolated storms and a low of 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 76. Hey, look, a radar.
We put that up when you do weather.
Very nice. It's fancy looking.
We work hard on the video stream.
Yes, you do.
Just not on the radio show.
Not so much. Right now, 83 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Okay. What is the emergency alert we just got?
I don't know. It wasn't through transmitting.
Severe thunderstorm warning for Freestone and Tarrant County.
Bah.
Tarrant County is important.
I'm telling you, severe thunderstorm warning is not that important.
That's usually like hail involved, isn't it?
Yeah. A warning is worse than a watch.
No, I know that. I'm just saying, I don't get worried until it's at least a tornado watch.
Look up. Look, it's CBS 11 right now. Mowry, what's he holding?
Oh, hell.
Oh, he's just trumping it up. He's
holding his iPad.
It's not that serious.
Just now north of downtown,
pea-sized hail.
Potential hail size detector on our Max One system, because this is a really good
our
example
Max One.
Of the storm just kind of blossoming up in the past couple of moments. There's the hail core now just north of downtown Fort Worth.
Flo, have my engineer work on these faders. See if I get more audio out of the TVs. You can see how these. It's important when we're stealing weather.
That's quarter-size hail that we're detecting with the radar here near very close to downtown Fort Worth. I'll put this in motion. You can see how the hail size has really just increased here in the past couple of moments.
Yeah, you're right. He doesn't have his sleeves rolled up, so it's not really bad.
Yep. Anyway, I don't get worried until it's a tornado warning. Otherwise, everything to me, everything underneath that is spring, North Texas.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
and really, tornado warnings.
Even then,
if we're here, there's nothing we can do about it. You can't run home.
Last year, I'm pretty sure the building got hit by a tornado.
I know we faked one once.
That was you on your phone. I'm not talking about that.
And Kibler shoved everybody, I think, to the parking garage.
Yeah.
What, Alfie?
That was the one. I think in the aftermath, you faked the one on your phone. But when the actual tornado hit us, everyone was hiding down on P4.
That just, see, I don't even like going down to P4. That's just too far underground for me.
That is a little far. Yeah. One time the electricity went out when I was down there. freaked me out, first of all.
Oh, God.
And then I opened up the door of the promotional vehicle, and that dome light was the brightest light ever.
If somebody hadn't already done it, we could film a movie, the parking garage. Mm-hmm. But there was one
thing that was dumb about that movie is I saw a part of it. I think it was called P2.
Yes.
Yeah. And that when I saw that was when we were working here. And I thought, nothing scary about P2. Why don't you go to P4 where real happens?
Well, P2, here, you could still get a cell signal.
Right.
In that movie, the chick's getting chased around by the security guard. It's Christmas Eve. Nobody else is in the building. She couldn't get a cell signal. I'm not buying it.
Mm-mm. You're not even.
That's a pretty good scene, though, where he had that guy duct tape up to that chair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the parking garage and just kept ramming him.
That's pretty hardcore. But yeah, I'm sorry. If you're going for parking garage horror, you're not even going to start to scratch the surface until you at least get to P3.
P4 creeps me out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think I've been down there once, maybe twice in the 5 years we've been back, and I don't know why, and I don't like it down there.
See, on P4, you shoot a movie down there, it could be like Blair Witch. You don't even have to have a real bad guy killing people throughout the movie. It's just people freaking themselves out.
And there's just something about P4 almost being in space. No one can hear you scream on P4.
Mm-mm.
Plus, if you went out of the building pretty quick, you got too many ramps to go up.
Yeah, there is no straight shot.
I don't know how miners do it. Or just anybody that goes in the ground more than 2 feet. Okay. So we've got the current EAS, even though this light's still flashing.
I think so. Double check.
Well, if it was anything bad. Well, Larry Mowry's back.
In effect for parts of Tarrant County. It's now moved east of downtown. Mobile 11 is in the storm itself here along I-30, and you can see traffic is at a standstill with this heavy rain coming down. There is the potential here for up to quarter-size hail with this storm as it's moving now east of downtown Fort Worth, heading off.
And what does that mean? Quarter inch size hail?
Quarter
or,
size.
Or a size of a quarter?
Size of a quarter.
Okay.
Talk to me when they start to get in, like, golf ball.
Oh, we're all parked underground. Who cares?
That's true. We are in a glass building, though. On an exterior wall.
Let me shoot the phone book.
No, you can't shoot the phone book.
I got it in the mail yesterday.
No.
First
no
phone book I've gotten in a while. I have no idea. I don't even know what it's for. I don't think the hollow point will go through it.
I don't think it matters.
I just wanted to test it, and we couldn't find any phone books up here before. Finally, I get one in the mail. Why? I don't even know. Let me see what it is.
I was going to say, is it even the right city?
Well, the front of it's covered up. The back says, car wreck? Se habla español. Injured? Free consultation. Bankruptcy? Stop foreclosures or car repos. One attorney does it all. Call me 24/7. You know, damn well, he ain't answering the phone in the middle of the night.
No.
They're taking my car. I'm asleep, you know.
It'll still be gone in the morning.
I don't even think this is a phone book.
What is
it? Yeah, it is.
Just a book of ads?
It says, trash can. Screw it. Greater Dallas area. This is the first phone book I've seen in years. See?
Are they making a comeback?
I don't know.
Or is this like they just putting this one out for nostalgia purposes?
It's a combination of yellow pages and white pages. You live in Dallas, don't you?
Yeah.
And we'll see if you're listed.
No.
Why not?
I don't remember getting any. Didn't you used to get something in the mail for those?
I don't know.
Because they would ask like, how you wanted to be listed or something. I remember my grandmother filling those out.
Yeah, I always opted. Even my mom always had us unlisted.
Yeah.
I think Nope. You're not going to be listed in this. Because all the white part is Dallas Business, and all the yellow part are ads.
Maybe that's another thing, is they quit doing actual people listings because everyone wanted to be unlisted.
I don't know.
Plus, it seems like a monumental waste of money.
Looks like by looking through the phone book, a lot of people that get phone books are in trouble.
Or, you know what? Because phone books...
We handle felony cases, misdemeanor cases, domestic violence, drug cases, expungement, non-disclosures, DWI cases. Get your free consultation today. Payment plans available. Well, you know, this is not going to say the law offices of Burloff Newton.
No, it's not.
Because they don't do payment plans.
Alfie says line two. I wonder if it's, you can't.
Can't what?
Since hardly anyone has landlines anymore, I wonder if it's legal to list cell phones.
I don't know.
Because I don't have a landline.
Yes, Scott?
Hey, I got drunk one night and tried to shoot the phone book with a 45 with a hollow point. And I wouldn't do it unless you got about three of them behind it, because the 45 went zipping right through and held bullets on the frame of the door in the back room. So I'd kind of advise against that.
Well, what about the 38?
38?
Still advise against it.
He ain't talking to you. He said, hey, Russ.
Whatever.
38 plus P. The phone book better be pretty thick. Better be like the white pages.
It's not as thick as that. I'd say it's about 2 inches thick.
I would get a couple of reams of copy paper just in case.
Okay, that sounds safe. Thank you.
No, it doesn't. You don't know. No.
What?
A hollow point is going to require some sort of fluid to expand, though.
So?
There's no fluid in that.
Well, why does a hollow point need fluid? I thought it just hit something and it... flattens out.
It needs fluid to expand the bullet.
So if I'm a human made out of paper, hollow points won't penetrate me?
It'll penetrate, but it'll go right through you, as opposed to expanding and tearing stuff up.
Aha! I'm not afraid of your gun with hollow points. I am Ream Man.
One level below the Avengers.
I am King Papel.
Mon the Avengers B team. Aha.
Lawyers in this. Free consultation, filing bankruptcy.
I wonder if they have yellow pages, though, at the jails, and that's why there's so many lawyers in there.
I don't know, but I wasn't in jail when I got this. This came to my house, and I don't think I'm still on a mailing list.
I didn't.
F you.
That was totally unrelated to you.
I bet it was.
It was.
Alamo bail bonds. Bunch of bail bonds. Oh. Here's a chick. You know, when you don't have a phone, but you hold your hand up to your head, like your thumb at your ear and your pinky at your mouth.
Yep.
Yeah, they didn't even bother getting a phone for her. They just took the picture.
Wow.
Whew, man, that's sad.
I don't even know why they printed anything. I already know what she wants. Call me.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Right here. For a good time.
Oh, this company bail bonds. What a big Bubba's in here.
Mm.
Every page is bail bonds. That chick again.
Oh, hey, big page ad.
I wonder if anybody, what they charge for this. Because if I got a cell phone, I'm just calling Siri. Find me a bail bondsman.
Mm-hmm.
Or Big Bubba. One whatever.
844 Big Bubba. Or just say, Siri, bail me out of jail.
Calling Big Bubba.
Thank you.
Junkyards, top cash for cars. It's kind of interesting. I may do this every day. Personal injury, accidents and injuries. Have you been screwed over by a doctor?
Most of this actually just, it reads like you're watching late night TV programming.
Yeah. Because I think they run Seinfeld late at night, obviously the reruns. And it's full of, I got my money. You know, same day cash loans, whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. That chick's singing about money. That's going to make me want to go do business with them. Mm. Did you slip and fall at work? You mentioned this ad? When you call for your free consultation, your contingency fee will be reduced to 28%.
Wow.
Yeah, got a picture of a bald eagle on there. Makes me want to call him.
Wow, he's a patriot.
Sounds safe.
Is there anything useful in there, or is it just a big book of ads?
There are phone numbers. It's like for the business section, I see Whataburger's listed, U-Haul moving. So all the business section looks like normal listings.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm reading in the 6 o'clock hour of the phone book.
Me either.
Chloe, put that on a list of stupid we've done. Well, let me shoot it.
That is monumentally bad idea.
Okay. See if there are any more interesting ads. It's a lot of car accident. Injured, no fee unless... Okay. This one's got a big loophole on it.
Okay.
Car accident, home and hospital visits, medical and transportation help available. Then it lists the law firm. Then it says, no fee unless you collect. Isn't it no fee unless we collect? So if I don't collect, how does that work? You know what I'm saying?
He's saying he'll take his out of what you get.
No fee unless you win. It says you collect. Makes it sound like I got to answer. I got to make all the phone calls.
I think what he means is by that is instead of winning your trial, that means if they settle, they still get a portion, as opposed to winning some sort of trial.
Hmm. Okay. Well, this certainly is useful. On one of the front pages. Here's a police number for all the local law enforcement agencies.
Hmm. Nice. 911.
I'm going to guess this was a free page.
I would hope so.
Here's the emergency number for all Dallas and surrounding areas.
It's technically true.
It's an emergency.
Quick, look it up. What is it? What is it?
It's
what page is it on?
It's the one right after the free consultation where it says no fees unless you collect. Man, it's got everything listed. DEA, FBI. Parkland, Suicide Crisis Center, Texas Abuse Hotline, Texas Runaway Hotline, U.S. Marshals Service, Alguacil de Estados Unidos. You know, if I'm running from the law, the last thing I'm going to have to do or have time to do is flip through the yellow pages and hope it says what the U.S. Marshal's number is in Spanish. U.S. Secret Service. You want to call them, ask them what they're doing?
Nope.
Why not? Just go, hey, what are you doing? Can you tell me?
Sure, we can just ask some other DJs around the station.
Ask them what?
How the Secret Service is doing.
How would they know?
Other people in this building have gotten in trouble
doing
them.
With the Secret Service?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's put the phone book where I can't be tempted to call the number. How do they get in trouble with the Secret Service?
They made some sort of stupid comment about the president at the time, and the Secret Service wasn't none too happy about that.
How long ago was it?
I want to say it was It has to have been at least 10 years ago.
Well, I know it wasn't us because they've never kicked the door open in here.
Mm-mm. They've emailed a couple of times saying, hey, love the show.
We're watching you.
Oh, yeah, I figured that.
I hate that on Twitter. You get the email notice.
The FBI is following you.
Man, that had to be kind of cool, yet scary. I'll never forget the day where I've got the email notification that said, DPD Air One is following you. And I thought, oh my God, I'm important. They call it air support.
I just don't like it when it says something like, the Dallas Police Department is following you. Why?
What did I do?
How long before we need a break?
No.
Alfie, do I want to take any of these?
They're just people telling you not to shoot it.
Smart, smart people.
Well, the guy on line one says a 9mm hollow point. I'm talking about a .38.
People have called in and said that a .38 is faster and smaller than a 9mm.
Yep.
So it'll penetrate even further.
Well, you know what this is doing.
It's making you want to shoot it more?
Just to show that I'm right. I don't think it's going to go through that phone book.
It's going to go through the phone book.
What if we get a few reams of paper and put it underneath it? Because it's not going to go through all of them.
It's not going to go through.
And then I can prove my point because I don't think it's going to go through that phone book.
The problem is, though, there are still people in the building and they're going to hear a gunshot and it's
going to
be
ugly. They've
never
paid attention to the gunshots in here before.
Those weren't.
I wonder how many other radio shows have ever forgotten to say that.
But the previous ones, like, it was. Like a pellet gun, like a loud pellet. What was
I blown
a
off
blank
the,
gun?
The blank gun. That's, I think, almost as loud as a real shell.
Somehow I think that a .38 is going to be worse.
You know now I've got to try it.
I know you feel like you do, but you really, really don't. Or you can wait until we all leave. Then you can record it.
Well, it's not any fun. Then the element of danger is gone.
I know. And, well, I mean, you can still shoot yourself.
Well, I know it's going to go through me.
No.
And I can't test it on anybody else.
No.
Jody Dean doesn't like us anymore. Oh. Maybe we could get his ex-wife and go, hey, did it go through Jody when you shot him?
Damn.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:35, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Now listen. Alfie Coys and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Jerry Chevrolet in Weatherford. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound 20 right at Mountain Creek Parkway. That accident there has finally been cleared out. Traffic still and winding back from Cooper Street. Also in Dallas, also on 20. Eastbound 20 at Polk Street. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there slow back from Hampton. Excuse me. Still in Dallas, eastbound 175, just before Lake June. Got a stalled vehicle there. Traffic's backed up back to Pine Street. Last one in Dallas, eastbound Woodall Rogers, right at I-35. Got a car fire that's now out blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back off the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge. And finally, in Fort Worth, westbound Loop 820, right at Marine Creek Parkway. You got an accident there. It's blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Old Decatur Road. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All the proceeds benefit the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, isolated storms possible, 57 for the low. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy and cooler, a high of 76. 84 right now, the 97 won the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What is it, Alfie?
Line three.
Yes, Michael.
Hey, Russ. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm local law enforcement, and I'm on my way to work, and you're having a real bad idea there, boss.
Are you, work for?
Dallas.
He said local law enforcement.
Well, technically, we're in Farmers Branch.
Well, his expertise
still,
is still
wherever you're at, it's, I mean, a municipality is, you know, over 100,000. If you're firing off a firearm in it, you can get in trouble for that, as well as you're looking at deadly conduct because other people are in the building.
Theater to the mind, Flatfoot.
What's that?
It's theater, theater of the mind.
Man.
Look, Russ, I like your show, and I don't want you to go to jail. I've
been to jail.
Don't do it.
I got street cred.
I know, brother. I know you do.
I ain't got no rap sheet, but I still been to jail.
Well, you know,
I've had the pita pockets and the Kool-Aid for lunch.
Pita pockets?
Yeah, that's what they gave me. Oh, hot pocket.
Man, that's some glamour food.
That's better than bologna sandwiches.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that what they gave you in Dallas?
Yes.
Remember that? Remember that's where they use the bread as pillows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I heard about that. Yeah. Well, if I just do it on the air, you don't know if I really did it or not.
That's true.
Wouldn't there have to be someone to call in a complaint that went, hey, they're shooting guns on the radio?
Yeah, but if someone hears it and, you know, now there's video ever, well, videotaped, audio taped evidence of it, I mean, you could get yourself in trouble. And just...
Yeah, there's certainly no way for me to turn the video stream off.
Right. Well, I just appreciate
it. Why don't you go to work and do your job?
I'm trying to.
Quit creating crime, Mike.
I'm right now.
I'm sorry. What were you saying, boss?
I'm sorry.
No, I just appreciate everything you do with the foundation, and you know, I love the radio show, and thanks for taking my call.
Well, the foundation will continue whether I go to jail or not, because I've already gone through that litmus test.
But yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Be careful tonight.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Sure.
Bye.
He's just instigating.
He's pushing me.
Oh, wait. Sorry. He's a smart man. Stop it. Listen to him. He is an officer of the law. He is right. He is looking out for the safety of you.
All right, stop. Stop playing the other side. All right, you curious to see if that hollow point would go through the phone book?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Shoot that bitch.
No.
Yeah.
Alfie, you don't have to play the other side.
Playing the other side, nothing. Nuh-uh. This is nuh-uh. That's going to ricochet off something.
It's not going to ricochet off a phone book.
It might ricochet off the concrete right behind the wall.
If it goes through the phone book, and it should stop at the concrete.
It should.
Have you ever shot concrete?
No.
Then stop talking about things you don't know about, because that's not the way it works here, see?
Mm-mm. Haven't you shot phone books at home before?
Why do you ask?
He hasn't shot these phone books.
Well, that should be enough to...
Well, I forgot what I used. I know I shot at a snake.
Yeah, you did.
Damn. I still don't know if I hit it. All I know, it was really loud. Let's see if I can find it. Snake. Rush shoot snake in the yard.
Perfect.
It's a little long. I'll try and shorten it up. You hear me walk outside. The dogs follow me. I make sure they stay behind me because I'm really not sure where the snake is. All I know is that, in fact, Gina told me today, she goes, man, there was another huge snake in the yard.
She told you that?
I went, close the back door. She goes, that was a couple of days ago. How big was the snake? Because I didn't want to hear about it.
You don't want to hear about it.
How big was it?
It was long.
How big?
Like 4 feet long.
Okay.
And how thick?
My guess is 3/4 to, yeah, 3/4 inch.
It's probably just a water moccasin. What kind of snake would that be?
I don't know. It was dark with black spots. I mean, like a, I couldn't really tell because the picture was kind of small.
It's a snake.
I need to know about it because I'm going to go in the backyard and look for them. I'm not using the shotgun because I'm not blowing a sprinkler heads off for a snake. I don't know where in my backyard that they would find. I don't know. Is this snake molting season?
Snakes are around all the time.
Well, I know, but they have a certain time of the year where they shed their skin and then they go creeping around. I hate snakes. I'm sure they serve a purpose, but I hate snakes. Damn it, I hate snakes. I'd rather see a 4-foot-long tarantula.
Man, I wouldn't.
No.
Not a chance in hell. A four-foot-long tarantula is the start of a horror movie.
Yeah.
I come closer to watching a movie called, I'd watch Sharknado over Snakenado.
Did you ever see snakes on a plane?
No, and I won't.
It's not that bad.
I don't care, snakes. I don't like snakes. Can't stand them. Snakes are nasty.
All right, well, here's a, this sounds extremely legitimate. How to Find Snakes on Your Property by Ronald DuPont.
Do not read that. Because now there's going to be no place in my backyard. I'm going to feel safe to go.
Mm-hmm.
Lay in the cabana someplace?
Probably.
Stop it.
While snakes do sun themselves on open grass, snakes like to hang out near places where they can crawl into things or under things. They also like to be near water, not only to drink, but also to eat the toads and frogs that are also attracted to the water.
Okay, well, they serve a purpose then, because I don't like toads and crap in my pool.
Yeah. If you have a perfect lawn and very little shrubbery, you may see a snake once in a while that is simply passing through, but...
Nothing to see here. Transient snake.
I'm just a vagabond.
I'm headed this way, going through town. Just me and my backpack.
It's got a little stick with a mm-hmm. sack on the end of it.
I'm a hobo snake.
But if you live near water and have a shed on your property, or thick shrubbery or various pieces of wood or metal on the ground, then...
Well, of course, I've got all of that, and I got a bunch of dead trees stocked up front from when they turned the trees back. So I'm sure I got snakes all over my place. Snakes on my place. There's a movie right there.
Perfect.
I don't want to hear any more.
The snakes, the number of snakes, of course, depends
details me anyway.
On where you live and the time of year. Also remember, for every snake you see, there are many more nearby that you do not see.
Well, you kill one and you hang it out and you make an example. What?
Do you want to go through the how to find a snake?
No.
Thick shrubbery.
I got that.
Shed.
They like to sun during the day, which means they probably lay out in the open.
Yeah, but
so that would be the best time to go find them.
Yeah, but remember to look for them near some place where they could escape to, under something.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
I got a rifle.
Good. The shed.
I don't want to hear anymore. I don't want to hear anymore.
Wood pile.
There are a lot of things that hide in the wood pile. Snakes, bugs, insects, brown spiders, recluse spiders, family members that you'd rather not people know about.
Mm-hmm.
There's the audio of me looking for that snake at night.
Okay.
Let's see, I've got my Glock and a flashlight. And I'm holding the phone. I'm holding the phone.
Yeah.
But you hear me drop the phone.
All the things a home tactical operative needs.
This is shortened up a lot.
Okay.
Let's go in the house. I'd forgotten how loud that was.
Yeah. Jesus, man.
Well, you think the nearest house is at least a couple hundred yards away, but you could hear it hit from like house to house to house. It was like at least three echoes.
It was a little ping pong of sound.
Oh, shit. God damn it, let's go. Everybody in the house. Get in the fucking house. Come on. Get in the house. God damn it, that was loud. That was loud. God damn it, all loud. Everybody sleep. Everybody lay down. We're all asleep. Nothing going on. Nothing to see here.
This has not been recently fired.
That $199 sounds like a good deal. Wish I knew what the fuck it was.
There was a commercial on TV and something for $199 or whatever.
That's one of those things I'm surprised you didn't pick up the phone and call to order one immediately.
So I'm surprised I noticed, but that's what happens when you got ADD. Right. Hey, I just shot at something that ran in the house. Ooh, look, TV.
Ooh, Billy Mays.
Everybody sleep. Everybody lay down. We're all asleep. Nothing going on. Nothing to see here. That $199 sounds like a good deal. Wish I knew what the fuck it was. Lay down!
<out. And I didn't find the snake the next day, so I'm going to guess I missed it. Unless I killed it and something dragged it off during the night.
It's possible.
Like Valerie.
So you just happen to be circling over your property?
Oh, I think I'll land there.
Maybe he would just pass it through.
Are you planning on staying here? Nope. Nope. You don't. You don't. Not me. No, they're not really dangerous to humans, are they? Snakes that size?
Not usually.
I mean, they're big. I mean, they're more after rodents or whatever snakes eat.
They're not going to hunt you. What's going to happen is you'll come across
one. I just don't
want to
get in my pool one night and see a snake.
Swimming towards you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Got a skinny dip, buddy.
Man, I got to pull a Jesus, and I got to pull one now. Look at that. Anybody can do it. Jesus was a hack. I'm running on water. Can you fathom?
No, I can't. Because I got a pool now, and I'm trying to think what it would be like if I just got in the pool all of a sudden, turned around, and just see it coming right at you. With the body just the slithering just in the water.
The sides.
And then, you know, at some point, it's going to stick its tongue at it and go, yeah, he smells good.
Kiss me.
I'm going to get in that ass.
I can't outrun that snake.
I'm going to get up all up in that ass. I'm going to get up there so far, the only thing that's going to stick out is my rattle.
But I'm not just going to stick my head in his ass. I got to use some type of dental dam so I don't get any fluids on me. Because who knows what he's got. I saw that in Booty Call. Damn. Was you waiting for me to turn into a butterfly? We have one more break?
Yes.
Do I have any more calls I want to take?
Let's see. Everyone's just kind of, well, line four.
Okay. Yes, Colby.
All right. I'm calling about you guys trying to shoot a phone book in a booth.
That's a phone book.
Yeah. I did that one time. Shot a phone shot with a hollow point 9mm through a phone book concrete wall, and it ricocheted off that concrete wall, came back and hit the dirt bank behind me, scared the piss out of me.
Why are you shooting at phone books on the wall?
Long story. It was.
Were you bored?
I was. We demoed out an old house in the middle of nowhere.
Showing people and saying, "Hey, I got stuff to do. Look at me. I'm shooting phone books on the wall."
Yeah, me and a bunch of buddies.
That don't bother me at all. I'm sorry. Anyway. I gotta go. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
657, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Of the MyPlace.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, starting off in Dallas. Southbound on the tollway, right at Lover's, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back to Trinity Mills. Also in Dallas, got a eastbound 125 just before Lake Drune. Got a stalled vehicle blocking traffic. Traffic's backed up back to Pine Street into Fort Worth. Westbound 30 just before East Loop 820. Got an accident there. Got multiple accidents. Traffic's completely stopped back from Center Street. Finally in Fort Worth, westbound Loop 820 right at Marine Creek Parkway. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. That one has traffic backed up back from Old Decatur Road. Flying high over North Texas, I am Alfie Coy, 97.1 The Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Jerry's Chevrolet in Weatherford. Isolated storms tonight, 57 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 76 for a high. Right now, 84 and 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Okay, what do we got left? I know that some people are pissed off over the Apple, what do they call them, emojis?
Yeah, they're
the new ones.
It doesn't matter what anyone does.
There are people that are playing human bowling, like Raiders of the Lost Ark. NASA says one day we're going to have, we're going to prove they're not illegal, extraterrestrials.
Mm-hmm.
I think NASA's just throwing out excuses for them to still exist.
Well, I mean, some of the stuff they're talking about is stuff that's, you know, it's stuff they've been, it's been ongoing. It's not like it's saying, hey, we got this new alien stick we want to send out.
It pokes around. It goes on some type of surface and pokes around until it hears.
Ouch.
We found life.
Mmm.
Humanity is on the verge of discovering alien life. That's according to high-ranking NASA scientists. One, NASA chief scientist Ellen Stofan said on Tuesday, I think we're going to have strong indications of life beyond Earth within a decade. And I think we're going to have definitive evidence within 20 to 30 years. He said,
but, life. Yeah. I mean, they could be talking about microbes.
Absolutely.
Didn't they say they found water on Mars? Or crystals?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
They're saying that at one point Mars used to be full of water, and then now it is what it is.
And they think what happened to the Martians?
Well, they're not saying that there were actual Martians, but if there's water on a planet and if it's in within a certain range of a star that's not too hot and everything, then yeah, the probability of life is there.
But Mars is too hot.
It is now. Or actually, the heat on it. I think at one point they think Mars used to have a similar atmosphere, ozone, as Earth.
What happened to it? Cows?
Maybe.
It lost its magnetosphere.
To who? Card game?
Sure.
Pimp.
Professor X?
Yeah.
They checked lost and found?
That's where I look.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I lost my magnetosphere.
Yeah.
That's where it was. It was lost and found at Larry North. There was like four of them in there. I think that one's mine, but I'm not sure.
I call the airline. It lost its magnetosphere?
Yeah, and as a result...
what caused it to lose its magnetosphere?
That's one of the theories, is that at one point Mars had a magnetosphere.
An addiction?
No.
Man, I got to play the horses. Well, you know you're going to lose your magnetosphere. But this one's a sure deal, baby. Mm-hmm. All right. Whatever. So, what caused it to lose its magnetosphere?
They don't know, but something.
Well, how they know it had one?
They postulate somehow. They guess basically. And as a result, after it loses its magnetosphere, it gets hit by the sun's radiation, and it has nothing to sort of filter that out. And they think that any life that was there could have been killed by it, by the sun's radiation, rather.
Shouldn't there be bones or something?
No, because erosion could destroy them.
Erosion from what?
From the winds.
That would just blow the bones around.
Well, it's
piss. I mean, water that creates erosion. I use erosion with use piss as erosion when I get dookie stuck to the back of my commode.
Oh God!
That's what I call it. I'm playing erosion.
Eroding.
I'm getting most of it. I don't have to use a scrubbing bubbles.
You ever do that, like try to piss harder? Oh, I'm going to get this off.
Yeah. Almost got it.
Come on.
You actually want to reach down there and flick it. You go, no, that's cheating.
Ew.
I don't like having to get the brush out and the scrubbing bubbles and clean the commode.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
Especially if
I can
piss something away.
That's terrible to clean something. It's just,
well, I clean it from time to time if there's nothing in there. But I don't want to scrub doo-doo. That's nasty.
Yeah, I get stuck on a brush. And you're like,
Then you can wash your brush as many times as you want, and you still never know if it's safe to put it back in your mouth. So they think there was we'll just call it a protective layering, since I can't pronounce it correctly. Magneto or Magneta?
Either or.
Thank you. So, it had a potato sphere around it.
Yes.
And somehow it vanished.
Exactly. It could have been comet impact, could have been something along those lines.
Just as possibly the universe was formed, it had this potato sphere. And as the universe was forming, it got burned away.
Yes.
Okay.
So a fried potato sphere.
Yes.
Like hash browns.
Correct.
So, what's protected us for so long?
We have one.
We got a potato sphere?
Yep. It's caused by the spinning of the iron core in the center of the Earth.
Dude, I'm digging.
Hey, God. Well, you need to get to the center of our core.
Iron core. Iron core. Core.
Apple core.
So, egg. They think the center of the Earth is Baltimore?
No.
It's not bad.
It's
something.
Yeah. That's the way we describe a lot of our punchlines. It was something.
But Mars isn't the only place that NASA's looking.
That is true. They didn't mention that. They say, we know where to look. We know how to look. That's something that Stofan added. And he also said, in most cases, we have the technology and we're on a path to implementing it. Former astronaut John Grunsfeld shared Stofan's optimism, predicting that signs of life will be found relatively soon, both in our own solar system and beyond, saying, I think we're one generation away in our solar system, whether it's on an icy moon or Mars.
But they're not saying what type of life.
When they say life, it's something that is alive that doesn't necessarily have to be walking, talking, and...
I know, but what good does that do us? All right, so say we find life on... Saturn's one. Which one closest to the sun?
Mercury.
All right, screw Mercury.
That ain't going to happen on Mercury.
Saturn?
Not Saturn.
Well, just any other planet in our solar system.
There's some moons that have a chance. Like a couple of Jupiter's moons have a possibility.
But we find life. Big deal. What are we going to do with it?
Especially
if it's some type of just microbe.
Well, it may start as a microbe, but who knows? In 1,000 years, it might be a tadpole.
So you think on Saturn or one of the other planets, there are sea monkeys?
Yeah. It's very possible.
Little families.
Yeah, not necessarily on Saturn, but on
Mom, Dad. Little sea monkey with a hat, briefcase.
I don't know if it's gonna have a job or if it's just gonna be fancy.
Well, what good is life if it doesn't have a job? That's the basis of our country.
Yeah, that's something that we'll have to come to grips with other civilizations if we come across life like that.
Well, if we come across life, you want to come across life somebody that's possibly smarter than us that can tell us. Well, yeah, you go. Say they're benign. They're friendly.
Okay, they're
not
cool.
Like the Martians from Mars Attacks.
Yeah, they're bad.
Because they were pricks.
Yeah.
They were scamps and pricks.
Pantsless jerks. One-word language.
We are your friends. Don't run. You want somebody more intelligent to go, hey... You want to learn actually how to travel the speed of light?
Yeah.
Really want to learn warp speed?
That would be cool, where the alien species comes out and says, y'all so stupid. Let us help you. All your movies that you fantasize about, we do all that. I have a lightsaber. We give them to kids on their first birthday.
We give them to them at their Ak Mitzvahs.
I mean, wouldn't you want to, if we come
in? Use the lightsaber
for the bris.
Zoom. See, done.
And it cauterizes itself, see?
No problems. Healed. Sealed. No protests. All us aliens are circumcised.
You say no protest now, but clearly you have not read Twitter on this planet.
Twitter, what's that? And why am I talking like this? Oh, that's right. I'm speaking in your language through translation.
That's right.
So you can understand.
Yes.
So, what's this Twitter thing?
It's a social media. Oh, no. It's a social media platform.
Hang on, I gotta go. I tumped over my spaceship.
Oh no.
The translator's talking now.
It's nice to know we're not the only species that suffers with that.
Well, sometimes you get FUIs.
FUIs?
Flying under the influence.
Oh. Okay.
My insurance. Man, I had a dollar for every time I flew into the side of the moon. You know, why can't they put lights on the dark side?
Because then they'd be afraid you'd hit it even more often.
Oh, if I had lights, I wouldn't hit it.
It's not in our experience here on Earth.
You guys hit light things?
Yeah, when we're all drunk driving, they have a tendency to see flashy lights and drive straight at them.
No, I just didn't see it.
Oh.
It's dark.
It's maybe just like a nice little space light over the moon.
Something like that. Laser lights. Pink Floyd concert.
See, that's your problem. You're falling asleep listening to Pink Floyd.
Hey, you.
Shut up.
Oh, God, I'm going to fly myself into this planetoid.
It's the quickest way to shut off this alien radio.
In case anyone was curious how much we distaste the Pink Floyd.
Yes, aliens even flying to the moon just to shut the radio off. Hey, by the way, here in our time, it's 35. You about to play Pretty Reckless?
You know we are.
Love that band. Do they have more than one song?
I think they do.
They've got to.
We've just never heard it.
I go back and check the Buc-ee's on our planet.
Man, Buc-ee's really is everywhere.
They are. We still got Stuckies.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You didn't have a log roll till you had an alien log roll.
Certainly never would have considered it.
I wouldn't either. Otherwise, I'd have a funny man punchline. I'm alien.
Yeah, you are. Speaking of a little voice translator.
Gotta go.
All right.
Back to you, mama.
Back at you.
Back.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. See, it's going to be another wasted half hour.
It's not been wasted. It's been good.
6. Going to come here on the 17th. Going to beat my ass on the air. Oh, cops won't call in. Hey, you can't beat somebody's ass on the air. They're not going to call. Shooting a gun in the studio? Yeah, they're going to call and warn me.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to call and chastise Nikki 6. You're going to have cops from all over the North Texas area. Beat his ass. Make sure the video stream's on.
We'll even donate body cams for it.
Beat his ass with his own bass.
His own bass.
Bass guitar.
Nikki 6 plays bass?
Yes.
Yeah, I should know that if he's coming in the studio. Who plays lead guitar?
For 6 a.m., I don't know. His new band, but...
I meant for Motley Crue.
That is Mick Mars.
Who played rhythm guitar?
Every once in a while, Vince Neil. But he can't play guitar very well.
That belly getting away? Was he too busy kicking sound engineers?
My belly's pushed my guitar out so far I can't reach it. All I can hit is the E string.
That's not really hitting it. That's just hanging on so it don't fall into the crowd.
I don't understand the constant search for life on other planets, even if it's something that's...
It's exploration. It's what we do.
With NASA, in the early days, and we still may get technology from NASA, but we've gotten camcorders and different home luxury items that came through the development of NASA projects.
Yes.
I'm not sure. I think microwave ovens. I know camcorders.
Velcro.
Velcro?
Mm-hmm.
That was NASA?
Yes. Yeah, because they needed something in space where things would stay in one spot and also not take up a bunch of weight or interfere with any sort of, you know, instruments.
So we got that. I understand all that. You know, we've NASA, we got the those fireworks, the Texas Twisters from all the failed NASA missions.
Oh, okay.
Where the rockets would fall over and chase people.
That's the biggest chaser I've ever seen.
Yeah. A whistling chaser.
Yeah. Whoo, man. That one's headed straight to Georgia.
Man, he is not getting out of the way. So you can hot foot it all you want. This one's got your name on it. Oh! Just one letter's missing. Do you think we should continue to dump money into NASA?
Yes.
Going to Mars is a good idea.
Yes.
Why?
For the...
Discovery has always been a big part of the
human race.
Element.
Yes. And not only that, but that's part of who we are. And the things that come from it, does it seem like it's that great? I mean, NASA is not, you know, if NASA was on the stock market, it would fail miserably. But... NASA's not there to make money. NASA's there to explore, to
it just seems like they're
to research, to find out.
They're coming up with different excuses why NASA should still be funded. Of, we think in the next 20 years, whatever they said the story, mm-hmm. we will find proof of extraterrestrial life.
Right.
Okay. But if this life is really worthwhile, wouldn't it find us?
Well, the thing is,
what do I care if there's some microbe on some other planet just sitting there in water going, man, I wish my sea monkey seeds would kick in.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I got to be to work tomorrow.
You may not care, and plenty of other people may not care, but enough people that do care and want to find out about these things, they care enough to say, yeah, let's do this. This is what we do. And we also find out about ourselves in the process.
How? What do we find out on Mars?
That we can't breathe its air, for one. I mean,
I think we already knew that.
Well, yeah, but still, you can still go there, do experiments, and figure out a way to live on the planet. If nothing else, NASA is our great, are the scouts for our race.
Well, let's colonize the moon first, the one that's closest.
See, the only thing the moon would be used for is some type of outpost, kind of like in Spaceballs. What you want is to find another planet like our own, that we could then inhabit once we ruin this one that we treat as a trash can.
But there's nothing else really in our universe.
Not right now.
Or our solar system that has the same atmosphere.
No, we couldn't.
Colonize a moon. We know we can go to the moon. We know we can do things on the moon. We know we can sustain ourselves. Build moon colonies. Send convicts there. Instead of sending them to, you know, death row, send them to the moon. See how long they last.
But then people are going to complain about the cost to send an inmate to the moon.
What do you think it costs to house all the inmates we have now?
Taking them to the moon, though, is going to be a lot more expensive.
I don't know. It just seems like a better test. Send inmates to the moon and have them lick.
Lick the moon?
Yeah. See how many it takes to get to the center.
Big NASA experiment.
Man, they send me the moon and make me lick it. Sorry, don't feel like tranquility.
We don't care what it feels like. What's it taste like?
The moon?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can tell you, it don't taste like cheese. And it don't taste like pie. And forget about the cricket joke.
Oh.
Oh, look. Another planet we found. What is that? Oh, it must be life. There's a rabbit turd.
On the moon?
Any place.
Oh, okay.
There is some fear, though, that we've infected Mars.
By little objects that we placed on it?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Well, NASA kind of goes through a lot to maintain, I guess, clean rooms whenever they're building these things. But it's not 100% effective, and there is some sort of fear that, you know, okay, any microbes we find on Mars, how do we know those just didn't come from the stuff we sent there?
Well, I think
they found water crystals on Mars.
There is water on Mars, yes.
Okay. Well, you know, we didn't send that.
And I think
I can't get you guys to bring me water here in the studio. So, you know, it's not on Mars. And with all the severe radiation and everything else with Mars, since it doesn't have its potatosphere, seems like the sun would kill anything.
I guess that's the idea, but any I guess fossilized remains from microbes is what they'd mostly be looking for now.
Dude, if I'm going to another planet looking for life, I'm looking for bones. If there ain't no bones, I ain't staying.
Yeah.
To me, it's a waste of time. Oh, life could live on this planet. Well, we can't.
In fact, really, the main thing they're looking for on Mars isn't even fossilized remains. It's gases. It's, hey, where's the leftover gases from these life forms?
We're flying to other planets looking for farts.
Pretty much.
Why?
If there are plant farts or other organism farts there, we know it was there.
Well, there are no plants on Mars.
That's why they're trying to hunt. They're sniffing around trying to find some sort of farts from it.
What do they call the Mars rover?
Curiosity is one of them. That's, yeah. I think, the newest one.
Curious to find farts.
All of a sudden, that rover starts looking for a vent to turn it on. Ooh. This place is full of air biscuits. Okay. We've milked this one. Move on to something else.
Okay.
Mars. Hey, who wants to go to Mars?
Yeah, because they have that one-way thing. Hey, we're going to go to Mars? It's just one way.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
I don't think they're pitching it to them as when we finally get the technology or the money, it's one way. Or are they?
They pretty much are. They're saying they're going to give them supplies and materials to set up some sort of colony, but don't expect anyone to show up to bring you back. Assume it's one way and that you're going to die, but you'll help the human race in the process. And you may not die for 20 years. You may live a full life on Mars, or you may die halfway there.
Can't they send somebody else?
It's a volunteer thing. It's an apparently pretty competitive selection process.
And what all would they send? Here's a knife and some Twinkies. Good luck.
I mean, here are a couple of beaver hunts. we'll send rockets every couple of months with new beaver hunts.
Oh, wow.
And some Chunkies. Hello, mail call. What'd you do today? Jacked off on Mars.
Hashtag YOLO.
It had to be a Chunky.
All right, read one more and we'll go.
Apple was adding racially diverse emojis, and they rolled them out yesterday. And people found all sorts of things to complain about because that's what we do now in this life. We complain about utter stupidity. Four groups that are outraged based on these new emojis. First of all, gingers. Redheads. Apple has five new races of emojis, but no redheads. Still. Now there's a petition online to get Apple to add a ginger emoji. So far, that has 6,000 signatures.
Why do they say ginger? Why don't they just say redheaded emojis?
Because ginger's the new term for redheads.
You think Washington could get away with calling them the ginger skins? If they had to change the name?
Man, that'd be hysterical logos.
Your mascot is a cookie man? Or a house? I'm hitting the delay.
You didn't hit it harder. Put your face down, take a nap on it.
Yeah, but that last line, you should just sleep on the delay.
I'll wake you up tomorrow.
All right, so they're mad there are no redhead emojis?
Right. Five new races.
Are there any curly-headed emojis? Because I'm Italian.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's like curly hair.
And what are the purpose of the emojis?
To be more diverse, because most of them...
Then use the phone. If you want to call somebody, just call them up. Hey, you redhead?
Yeah.
Okay.
But people had the little pictures, the emojis, they want to be able to use them. If they want to use them, they want to make sure that they're, you know, racially accurate.
Well, then do your own artwork. Take pictures of people. Send it yourself. Don't wait on Apple.
Another group that's outraged are believers. The prayer hands emoji used to show two hands clasped together with rays of sun emanating from them. Now the rays are gone, so it kind of looks like a high five.
Okay, go ahead.
Taco lovers are outraged.
Taco?
There are a ton of food emojis, but no tacos.
Is there pizza?
Yes.
Cannelloni.
May not be any cannelloni.
No cannelloni.
Are you looking through your emojis, Alfie?
Looking through them now.
How many emojis does Apple have right now?
A couple hundred, I think.
Okay, and they're trying to cover everything, and each group is getting pissed off.
Yep.
Well, sometimes I like to stick a lamp up my ass. Do they have emoji for that?
I know they have a lamp.
They have a peach that kind of looks like a butt.
Yeah, you do that.
Is there a lamp sticking out of the peach?
I don't think so.
Then I will protest.
Yeah, but you could do the emoji of the lamp, then the peach next to it.
What about an emoji fisting itself? Or an emoji with a dirty Sanchez?
There are some with a mustache, but there's no way to know for sure if it's...
they grew it or it was somebody there. Painted it on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, Nikki Six is going to beat the piss out of me.
Also, late adopters. Some people have updated their iPhones. Some have not. If you haven't and your friend sends you one of the new racially diverse emojis, it comes up as the old white person version of that emoji followed by an alien head. And some people think that's offensive since it's suggesting that racial diversity is like an alien version of white people. Yeah.
First of all, I don't even get emojis on my, if I check email on my iPhone and somebody sends me a smiley face, all I get is a J.
Okay.
A sideways J. And it's not till I get on a computer that recognizes all this crap.
Yeah.
Or go, oh, they sent me a smiley face as opposed to
like a fish hook.
Lazy J.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't get the concept. Why not just type something in? Hey, a smiley face for you.
Type in a smiley face for you?
Why not?
Because it would look nicer and be cuter if you just hit the little smiley face thing and send that.
There's a big difference to women.
Yup.
I'm going back to emoticons. I hate the emoji thing. That sounds like some kind of weird sexual anime.
Probably because it is.
Look, here are two emojis eating out of another emoji's ass. Two emojis, one cup. Mm-hmm. Emoticons. Well, has it got to that point where we can only communicate? It's like we've gone back, seriously. Now we may be onto something.
Yep.
We've gone back to caveman days. Must draw a round circle. Mm-hmm. Not offend other cavemen. Put curly hair. Mm-hmm. Have to go kill something, get red color, so the gingers no offend.
Yeah, ginger tribe. You don't want to piss them off.
That's really what we're going back to. Instead of expanding all our languages, we're going back to stick figures for the most part.
I've seen it before where there have been text conversations done entirely with the emojis. No letters, no words, just the little pictures with, because there's little buildings, cars, and items.
Yeah, then you got to put it all together. Okay, what the hell are you trying to say?
Yeah, it's like going into a cave and reading everything, okay. I know this symbol means plus. This plus this equals that. Okay? I know that the equals that is a so I will never add these other two things together. Because I don't want to end up with a
mm-mm. Draw that out.
All right, one more.
Okay. Let's see what that. Oh, yeah. A family in London, England had some cookies cooling on the stove, and they left the house. The problem is, they left their dog, Leo, at home, and he wanted to get those cookies. When he put his paws up on the stove, he turned it on. There was a child's booster seat touching the oven, so naturally that caught on fire, which then spread to the entire house. The fire department got there quickly, was able to get Leo out. The kitchen, however, was completely destroyed.
Because this dog was trying to get up on the counter and get the cookies.
Yes.
And the house almost burned down.
Mm-hmm. They were able to save the house, but the kitchen completely gutted.
I'm going to ask, and even lie to me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Was the breed a beagle?
Yes, it was.
Was it really?
Yes, it was.
My guess is the beagle got the cookies and tried to burn the house down to cover up the event. Oh, I broke a plate. Well, let's see. I'll take care of that.
These cookies suck.
Russ is
now
right.
Now I'll
though.
Call the fire department. Tell the house accidentally burnt down.
And act just sad enough that you need to be rescued.
Even though you're out front eating cookies, the beagle. Where are all the cats? Left them inside.
The cats didn't make it. I really tried everything.
I did. Oh, wait. Here, kitty, kitty. Of course, I deadbolted the doors first. And got all out my beagle porn mags. Beagle hunt. You pick a time to go, Dan.
Now.
On beagle hunt?
Yeah.
You had like five other ones at like 7:10.
We had good punchlines at 7:10?
Yeah.
We did.
And you didn't tell me? What was one of them?
You don't need to wait for Nikki. I'm going to strangle you.
What was one of the punchlines we had at 7:10?
The lightsaber bris.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was Dan's.
No, you had one before that.
You had one right after that, too.
Yeah.
What did I have?
You had the, we give them to them on their, the Jewish, when you turn 13, when you become a man.
That's right. The Ak Mitzvah.
There it is.
We could have left on that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Did you not hear everyone laughing and enjoying it?
Not really.
Man, we got work on it.
Plus, I just feel guilty when we leave too close to 7.
Okay.
Why is it always funny when you hear... Or it sounds normal if you hear somebody go, "Hey, look, a twister." That sounds normal.
Mm-hmm.
But you never hear anybody go, "Oi, man, a twister." Look, a twister. It's always a southern redneck voice.
Yeah. It's because they're the ones outside staring at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the smart people inside cowering with fear the way they should be.
You ever hear anybody with a northern accent? Holy f- a twister. Okay. Ak Mitzvah.
Still good.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show,
look, a twister.
Go to RussMartin.com to get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives. Go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com.
Alfie, see what line one wants. I'm just curious. Go ahead, Dan.
Nikki Six is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com. Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. Anything, Alfie?
He has his punchline. It's nah.
That's where you say he has nothing.
He has nothing.
Okay. All right. See you guys later.
The Metroplex.